What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios. And this is the show for Wednesday, and I'm already jealous of the people listening to it because they have watched the Bachelor finale, and I have only watched the pre-finale finale. It takes two nights this year.
I know, I was just confused on the timeline there.
Well, it's nice.
It's like they're watching this in the future, or listening to this in the future?
Well, by a few hours, yeah.
It's crazy.
I know, it is kind of crazy. But rarely does this happen.
They're also listening to it in the past.
That's heavy. Whatever. It's brought to you by, whether you're listening in the past or the future or the current, it's brought to you by Dr. Yaldo, C2020 in 2020, without glasses and contacts. Go to the most experienced doctor in the Midwest. Let him give you a look over. He may tell you to wait, or he may tell you LASIK. Yeah, let's make you 20/20 or better, or multifocal implants, which takes care of multiple problems. Visit Dr. Yaldo. Go to YaldoEyeCenter.com or call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. And we'll get to the Bachelor finale in a second. I'm intentionally starting the show without talking about something, just to try it.
Sure.
Just to see how it feels. And this is a big story anyway. I don't know why this is a big story, but Alex Jones was arrested for DUI at 12:30 a.m.
Because I was in a hot tub.
In Austin. Yeah, he's already saying it's going to be dropped and, you know.
Everything's fine. I'll get a pardon from the president. Yeah!
Now, this is something I really want to see, the body cam on the cop. Aren't you dying to see this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's respectful.
No, I know. Brandon, what's the great subject, public meltdowns or public freakouts?
Public freakout, yeah, on Reddit.
Oh, fantastic stuff. And I also get a sequence of things on Facebook, which are, you know, videos that are incredibly viral. And I've noticed that a lot of them are people pulled over by the cops who are so annoying because I don't have to give you an ID. You have to tell me what I did. And, you know, they want to argue.
Everyone's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And they want to argue about whether they have to roll the window down. They want to argue about getting out of the car. They want to argue about everything. Oh, that reminds me. I saw a bunch of cops.
I was going to say, wouldn't there be a new one?
There's six of them on there. Some great stories, too.
I'm excited now.
Okay, I'm trying to remember what was the best story. Well, we should watch some cops. It's always worthwhile.
Ah, you ain't dead.
But I would imagine Alex Jones will be one of those guys.
Freaking out on him?
No,
he'll know the law. I'll know the law inside and out.
Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, as far as the law, I think there's two things to know. One is that if there's absolutely no suspicion of drunk driving, then, I mean, if there's any suspicion on their part, they can test you.
Yeah.
It's that simple. If you refuse to do the test, then you've got one big problem already.
Well, there's always something they can get you on anyway, so just be respectful and hopefully just moves on along.
And as far as saying, you can't search my car unless I say you can, and people say that with such confidence. But they can bring dogs out, though, and if the dogs smell something in your trunk, which they will,
probable cause,
then it's all over anyway. So I think once you refuse to let them search your car, aren't they going to search your car?
I think I saw the loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Every time I hear habeas corpus, I just think the person is full of shit because of that. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So it was shortly after midnight, and you know, he gets done eating at a Japanese restaurant where he said he had a little bit of sake, just a little bit of sake.
Which means he had a ton of sake.
Not much sake.
A little bit of sake could add up to a pretty high blood alcohol level.
Hey, side note, isn't sake gross? Does anyone here like sake?
No, I don't.
Brandon, do you like sake?
I don't like sake.
It doesn't go down well.
I've never met anybody that's like, oh my God, I love sake. Carry on.
But the New York Times had a story from a former staffer just not too long ago, which talked about riding along in cars with Alex Jones, and he would have a Dixie cup full of vodka. So I guess this might be one of his MO, just driving around, taking little swipes here and there.
He says that the arresting officer couldn't perform the roadside stand on one leg sobriety test correctly when he was trying to demonstrate it to him. Alex Jones,
I wasn't even drunk, though. That's what he says.
The officer was not under arrest. So I don't think that doesn't get you out of a... I mean, that'll be on the body camera anyway.
I think he thinks his...
Eating jalapenos during break.
I think he's going to use his mugshot as a new picture. I think he looks pretty hot in his mugshot with his bald head.
Oh, that's right. He just shaved his head.
Doesn't look too bad.
He looks like...
I certainly don't look drunk.
Aren't there about 10 million people who look exactly like that?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that the most generic look you can possibly have?
Bald with a beard?
It seems like it's pretty commonplace, doesn't it, lately? Or is it catching on? Is it like the blue shirts, gold ties, yellow sunglasses?
I'm a trendsetter. What do you want me to say?
I still laugh at anyone I see in yellow sunglasses. I don't know why. Doesn't it look stupid?
It does look stupid.
I just saw someone who thought they were cool, too. I think they might have been on Alabama or Floribama Shore.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
Or maybe it was... Jersey Shore's back.
Oh, that's
it
right.
It is?
Yeah. I've watched it at all?
No.
It's not bad. I mean,
why is it back?
I was shocked. I don't know, Mark.
Just give them the coronavirus and be done with them?
It's back because MTV, you know, they need content. They're not cranking out music anymore. And what big hits on MTV are there anymore? Can you really name
a big... Floribama Shore.
Can we get some 16-year-olds to get them knocked up again?
Oh, Siesta Key?
Siesta Key?
Right. It's all this...
Teen Mom OG?
It's all this lame reality television, and so they bring back the OGs, which is, you know, Jersey Shore, and you got the great season because the situation is in jail, and he gets out of jail.
It's funny. I find the show... annoying. It's not a huge hate watch for me. I mean, I do like some of those people, and for some reason, it does still capture a little bit of my imagination. Yeah, not
but,
a ton.
But, here.
But are they getting into their fights and being idiots
at
the bars?
No, they all have children now.
But isn't that what we liked about it? So it's kind of dumb.
Well, when Ronnie isn't getting in trouble, I think that's a big turning point for the show. I don't know how
is
many
he even
family
a part of the show. Is he allowed to be?
I saw him on the show at least once.
Is the Staten Island dump on the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Really?
She looks really good, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
She's all yours.
But I'll take her.
Ah, it's Dina.
I know. Dina's on, too. I have no idea why that Dina idiot was ever on the show or still is. But let me get back to Alex Jones.
Yeah, please.
He says he was going 45 in a 40-mile-per-hour zone when he was pulled over. Despite claiming to be cleared first, the post on his conspiracy site goes on to say legal experts are confident the case will be quickly dropped. How could they know? Because they've heard his side of the story?
Shit is crap!
Yeah. He did. I did blame it on the fact that I was in a hot tub earlier in the evening.
It's not funny!
Did you really say it?
Yeah, on his show. On his show he said that. Alex, the most banned show in America, the Alex Jones Show.
What a piece of filth!
Even though I'm still on the internet and a bunch of radio stations across America, it's the most banned show. I had
so
to tell
why
you,
didn't he say that he was in the hot tub to the police? So he was something he obviously looked up on.
I did, and they didn't care. It's a conspiracy. It's a globalist conspiracy.
God.
Buy some bone broth. That'll sober you up.
I was looking at his site. I was taking a look at the store.
Whatever with this idiot.
He is selling his buckets of food, a 3-month supply.
Yep, you got to get that.
It's just 3 months, $800. It seems expensive.
Didn't you think that we were done with snake oil salespeople?
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, the internet kind of brought it all back, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But, you know, we used to make fun of the old ads in newspapers in the 20s and the teens and the 30s. And just, can you believe people bought that crap? And people are buying that crap.
I love this. You got to try our Brain Force Plus 36 capsules.
What's in it?
This is the first line of the description. Top scientists and researchers, they agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply. They make us fat, sick, and stupid. It's time to fight back with Brain Force Plus from InfoWars and InfoWars Life.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's scary. You know, I kind of admire the fact that he does this. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Powerful ingredients behind Brain Force Plus includes... Bacopa herb extract, alpha GPC, yerba mate leaf powder, L-theanine.
No, you skipped one.
I couldn't. Phosphate dicellary. Yeah. So black pepper fruit extract, too.
He doesn't need advertising because he sells this shit.
Yeah. You got it.
I wonder, is there anyone that would advertise on his show? I mean, anyone? Seems like there'd be someone in that little niche.
Well, click on support us on his site and see what it
is. Gun suppliers.
Look how many.
Ammo makers.
I'm so mad. Recurring donations or I'm going to be mad.
Longevity. Bandvideo.com.
Band.video.
I'm not sure if these are sister websites.
I think these are places you can donate.
Well,
there you go. Yeah, you can donate right there.
Yeah.
So there are no advertisers on the site?
No.
Wow.
Hey, he's built himself an empire. He's got a lot of coin.
All those advertisers are part of the global elitists.
Well, I tell you, bullshit can go a long, long way.
Oh, it's pretty amazing.
I didn't expect to see Jim Baker doing this. I mean, that's just mind-boggling to see it going on.
Shame on you.
Oh, I never saw this. The InfoWars. Yes. Hey, it's say yes to skincare.
What?
You'd have skin like me, Alex Jones.
I love that he's the model.
Yeah.
That's why I shave my head so you can see how good the skincare works on my bald head.
He's the model on multiple advertisements on his own site, isn't he?
You guys, you need the Yes system. That's the Nevo Energized drinks. Don't forget about the Ageless Cream, the Beautify,
the Reserve,
the Affinity, and the Zen Body.
Okay.
Delicious.
Good for you.
I have some news that was a little distressing for me. I was watching the noon news on Channel 7. No Anne-Marie LaFlamme. LaFlamme. Alicia Smith. That nice girl, Alicia Smith, was delivering the news. So... is she blown out?
Was she on this morning doing traffic?
I don't know.
Has anybody checked in on Mr.
But
Dimples?
She did the evening news or the lunchtime news. Always.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no Anne Marie.
It's really interesting, though. I don't think she was blown out because they were giving her till Friday.
I thought she had a whole week and a few days. Got her phone number. If you want to call her. What's Guevara doing with Anne-Marie LaFlamme?
Oh, what?
What's that all about?
Maybe he knows people. It's crazy.
See, it seems like it should be an easy number to get if Guevara's got it.
Maybe she bought a car at Zot. That's why he has it.
Well, oh, man. I wonder what's going on over there.
We're at Channel 7?
Yeah, is it? She's only, what is she, 30 years old? She's young.
Is she even that old? I don't even know.
Maybe not.
She's been there 5 years. She's probably around 30.
30-ish.
Is this a pattern that they do every few years or so? Because I do know the girl that Anne Marie replaced. I went to high school with her. No big deal.
You're right. It's no big deal.
What did you...
Whatever happened to her?
Did something happen in high school? Did you mark her?
No, I didn't.
Did you lightly kiss her?
No, but we stayed in touch because we were both in media.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So would she say the same?
Is your high school known for putting out media talent? It was TV, school radio station?
No, we didn't have one. I wish. We did announcements. I did the student announcements.
Wait, why did she? So she got blown out of 7 to make room for Anne-Marie?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
In 2015. She ended up going to Flint.
Oh,
Rachel McCrary.
How's she doing up there? Can you bring Rachel up? I'd like to see your classmate.
I don't think Anne-Marie was blown out, though, because if she was blown out, they wouldn't give her till Friday.
But they gave Joanne time to say goodbye.
Yeah, here's Rachel when she was at 7, and now she's in Flint.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, she is. Flint or Saginaw. I
don't understand. What would she be lacking that Anne-Marie would give you? And when I see the person that replaces Anne-Marie, I know I'm going to say the same thing, because it's going to be an attractive young reporter, right? A young weather person.
I would say, yeah. That's
young traffic person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in 2015 they were making more money, so therefore they paid her more money. Therefore, they don't want to pay that slot.
That's kind of what
they're paying. That seems to be the answer to most questions.
Maybe she was shopping around and found a better deal and tried to leverage it. I don't know. It's totally irresponsible speculation on my
judging
part.
For her post, I don't think so. Is the radio news official today?
It was on the Detroit News.
WOMC and Steve Clark.
No, he's retired again.
He retired from Channel 7, though.
Yeah.
But you don't retire if you're going to take another job a few weeks later.
He needs more time to pursue a career in country music.
That's what he said at Channel when he left Channel
7. Yeah, but he thought he would have
more time. He said it every time he gets blown out!
He doesn't realize it's 24-7. You can't be wasting
time
on the radio.
Just roll with it, Steven. Say you were blown out!
On his Facebook post.
Get more sympathy that way, anyway.
A music career to focus on that said, I plan to combine my new radio skills, my TV experience, and my love of original music.
Oh, so he did radio to sharpen up his country music skills?
Yeah, to get closer to his musicals. Maybe he met some people that he didn't get a record deal with.
So was he in his 20s, about the age you get signed or something? Is he young country, young up
and
coming?
That's age discrimination, yeah. Drew.
Sorry.
Canceled.
Isn't he in his 60s?
There's a good chance he's going to make occasional appearances on the radio station in the coming months.
WOMC?
That's according to his post.
Okay. I guess he's part of their history now.
That was really short, though, wasn't it?
Less than 2 years, I think.
What about Joanne?
I had no idea. I have no idea. They probably like Joanne.
What are you saying to me?
Well, are you saying
they don't like Steve?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that obviously his performance He would not be leaving if they wanted him to stay, in my opinion.
This is a retirement, though.
Just like Channel 7?
Yeah.
Why would you retire from Channel 7 and then take a job where you have to get up at 4 in the morning every day?
Because he's trying to free up that time to do country music.
Okay.
Why can't you just go with this story?
I guess he's going to have a career just like the R. Kelly girlfriends are going to have a career.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. It seems...
So he's trying.
It almost seems... Well, not... Not
his route's a little better than theirs.
Never too old.
Well, at least they're young. I mean, I assume they thought they could sing.
Be the next R.L. Burnside.
Oh, we'll see.
In his 90s.
I don't wish him any ill will. I hope it works out great.
Sure.
And I hope he wasn't blown out, but I think he was.
Who's going to take that spot now?
I have no... let's see. They didn't say in the story?
Mm-mm.
Where's Jim Johnson? Isn't he on OMC?
Oh, but he does middays. Why, he's well, like, why would he want to get up in the
morning?
He
wants to make more money.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Jim is serviceable. Jim could do mornings on any station.
He's filled in the mornings, and he's really good over there.
Hi, Jim.
I would have thought he made more sense to start with.
Does David Clark have a tattoo on his arm? Brandon, go to the OMC website.
Got to be temporary. I think he'll remove it for his country music career.
No, I think it's for his country music career. Look at this main picture on OMC.
I knew he was cool. I didn't know he was that cool.
And the sleeve is just up high enough to see, you can see it.
Maybe he's working on a sleeve.
He should be, man.
What's the tat say?
Well, it looks like a band around his arm. Is that what that is?
You mean like barbed wire?
Yeah, well, he just had it up there.
It'd be about 20 years too late, but...
I love, too, on Steven's post on Facebook, he started with, "Breaking news!" That's great.
I'm leaving WOMC to pursue my country music.
Breaking news. I now resume my regularly scheduled retirement. Today is my last day on the OMC morning show.
I don't know. Why not just...
I don't know about the tattoo.
Up front. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I can't see it
Brandon,
from here.
Can you blow it up?
No, you can't see it.
Really?
I'm trying to think of what would Stephen Clark put on his arm. It's got to be his kids or him or something. Maybe his favorite guitar.
I don't know.
Maybe him on the charts with a number one hit.
And currently the morning show is now the WOMC Mornings with Joanne Purton.
Okay.
So no change yet.
And we'll check up on Anne Marie. I honestly didn't check up this morning to see if that was indeed going on. Now, there was some weirdness in town. First of all, Joe Biden was at an auto plant today, drawing a crowd together in the middle of this coronavirus thing. I don't get what all this business of political rallies is. Although
they have both Bernie and Uncle Joe Biden have canceled.
For the next month or so, or just
this
one?
No, just the one they had planned in Ohio for tonight.
Well, that's not really a policy, though, is it?
It should all be canceled. They should all be canceled. Everything should be canceled.
No, nothing should be.
I don't understand why some things are and some things aren't. It seems to me the people that need the money the most don't cancel whatever the thing is, because the Big Ten tournament and March Madness are huge money makers, and the people playing in both cases are unpaid college students who I'm led to believe always come first.
Yeah, so right. Well, because they say it all
first,
the time.
If they come first, why would you put them in an environment where there's thousands and thousands of people?
Is that the only example of something where they say it a bunch, it's still not true? Because they like to say that a lot, but it's not true.
Everyone knows it's not true.
But if you repeat something enough, it becomes true.
I don't know. That one's getting so stupid. You know, in this case... It's so clearly greed.
Yeah.
Either that or they're just saying, you know, all this hullabaloo is bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why the conferences would have so much information that Pearl Jam doesn't have.
Pearl Jam or Coachella, which is now postponed, or South by Southwest, which has been postponed, or, you know, tons of conferences.
I don't disagree with
postponed.
Any of this business, if there's any, it just seems to me it's a precaution. It doesn't mean I'm panicking. It's just they're saying large gatherings are a good way to
contain
this thing alive.
Yeah, and figure it out.
And so Pearl Jam, who are only five people, they decide we'll forego the money for a while and people will come to the shows anyway. Whereas the Big Ten tournament can't seem to, I guess there's just.
Or the NCAA tournament.
The student athletes are too safe to not have them play.
Yeah, the tournament, by the way, in Indianapolis, where there's been a confirmed coronavirus
I know, what the, really? The NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball.
Sorry, six confirmed coronavirus in Indianapolis.
March Madness, NBA, NHL, rock on. Still playing. Gee, I wonder if the money has anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a risk versus profit analysis going on there?
Yep.
Because it sure seems like a bad idea to me. Either that or the other people are overreacting. But I would not want to be, I would not want to err on the side of underreacting.
No.
But it's funny that the sports, the sports games, the things that are, well, they're almost as meaningless as the presidential candidate rallies.
Yes.
They're probably, well, really, they're more meaningless. And yet they go on.
Here's the thing. They can still play the game. They don't need to have a crowd there.
No, and they can get better TV ratings, probably.
It's not like Coachella's going to play the show and not have a crowd.
The state of Washington may shut down large gatherings.
New York should. New York has the most confirmed now.
They have sent the National Guard to the New Rochelle area. Why are there a lot of?
There must be
coronavirus case. Can you look that up? Because I was curious. What's the National Guard doing? I know. I think they're closing off the area.
Yeah.
The F1 Bahrain Grand Prix also is going to perform without a crowd.
Yeah, so it can be done.
And the president shook the hand of somebody who might have the coronavirus.
Oh,
Matt Gaetz, the guy in the gas mask who was mocking the coronavirus.
No, no, he was not mocking it. Look at his Twitter account. He says he was just very concerned about it now.
That's right.
He wore a gas mask
out of concern?
According to his
Twitter. So he was afraid of getting it?
According to his Twitter, yeah.
Then why is he going to large events like the president's rally?
True.
He's so concerned.
I think because now he's worried about having it. He's just kind of trying to save some kind of face.
Well, yeah, someone in his district died, so by electricity, he made fun of an elderly person who died. He mocked a dying senior.
As if he knew.
Maybe this is his reward for that. He was on Air Force One with Trump.
Oh, boy.
Well, I've never heard of Matt Gaetz. Why would he be on Air Force One?
Matt Gaetz? He's one of his biggest vocal supporters. His daddy was a rep.
Has he been on the Air Force One before?
I think so. He's fairly well known.
I didn't realize he made the superior ass-kissing circle.
Yeah.
All the others.
So then you have the Ohio State University has canceled in-person classes. They're all online. And Harvard has told students to get out in 5 days.
Yeah, I heard that couple
Goodbye,
other
fucking shit school.
I think it was Princeton and Dartmouth maybe were saying that they're going to do all classes online.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And seems to me you'll find that if you see an event that is still continuing, I tend to think that they're putting the money over public health. Because 100%. What reason is there?
And you know it's going to happen.
Unless you know something the CDC doesn't know.
Yeah. And who wants to run that risk? What if there is some kind of outbreak specifically, let's say, at the Big Ten tournament where all of a sudden cases in Indianapolis jump from 6 to 60?
Well, we know that they always put the student athletes first. So, and that's the funniest part of that.
The optics are really bad at that.
They're actually putting the student athletes at risk, and they make no money, and it's because the other people all need the money. Because if they didn't have March Madness, I expect some people might be out of work.
How much money would the NCAA really lose? I mean, the TV deal is a TV deal.
I think they charge a lot.
But people are still going to watch. I mean, isn't
and they buy beer, or not beer.
Yeah,
they can't buy beer. Or can they buy beer at the tournament?
No. Well, I don't think so.
Well, they can buy food, they buy merchandise, they buy team stuff. I bet they spend a shit ton of money.
Still buy merch. As long as it's not from China.
But in my opinion, the NBA has just really left common sense with this one. Media members are not allowed in the locker room because they don't want to make more of a social gathering with the players and put them at risk. But yet they allow 20,000 fans to come in and sit together at the game. What the hell is that?
It's the Gene Simmons rule.
You suppose the NBA office is open? Would it be open this late?
Probably not.
Okay.
We can try it.
I'd love to try them tomorrow. Get started earlier. And Trump has not had a test.
No, he doesn't need one.
We shook the hands.
You know, statistically, he probably doesn't need one.
But I mean, it just seems like it'd be a good idea. Plus, the president would have taken the test, which might be...
That's kind of encouraging, right?
If I would think so.
The president who has possibly been exposed to it would just take the test to rule it out.
Yeah, and say, hey, it was nothing, and, you know, no big deal, if you're in any doubt whatsoever. The last thing you want is him fighting not to take the test.
No, he seems to want to say everything's okay, what a better way to show that everything's okay if he takes the test?
And I generally tend to agree with them that things probably are okay. The press conference, was that this today? It was kind of weird. He spoke at the very beginning, turned it over to Pence. And
I kind of feel like Trump should get out of the way because Pence has done a fairly good job with this.
I thought he did fine, too. Yeah. I don't know why Trump needed to be there, honestly.
Well, it was a meeting with all the heads of the healthcare.
Okay.
Which, you know.
And, you know, they're talking about
really trust them.
Some kind of program that would help small businesses that get hammered because of this and hourly employees.
I'm
who
so
also
happy about that.
Short-term sick leave, wages. Too, which is not, that's a very Democratic type way to go, which is good because a lot of the people that don't get sick leave are the people that are making your food and saying hello to you at 7-Eleven. They're
sure
the service industry.
And then you have the people, and the service industry has gotten bigger, 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 bigger,
bigger.
We're a bigger
service economy now, yeah.
And then there was talk, and I'm not sure, is it a fact indeed that if you need a test, you can have one no matter what, if you have a health
that's
insurance
right
or not? I thought that's what was said today. No?
What they said today, and Blue Cross Blue Shield said this yesterday, that they would cut the cost. They're not going to charge anybody. There's not going to be any surprise charges with the COVID-19 test.
They're good people.
Or with any care related to that.
And wait, then, so they're charging you for it, but they're not charging you. I don't know what you mean.
They're not passing it on to you. In other words, it'll be free. Kind of like you can get a flu shot for free.
Right.
They cover the cost. So they said they're going to do that today. And the federal government said that they're going to push all the insurance companies to do that and are going to do the same for Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah, that's, I guess.
It seems like an obvious thing to do, which is good. I'm glad they're doing it. It's really funny on the surface, because of Trump tweeting and some of the things he does and the way he acts, people are up in arms with the response to this. But in reality, when you get into the weeds about it and the people that really do the day-to-day stuff, they're pretty on top of it, other than not getting enough tests out.
Because all I'm hearing when I go online or when I look at my television is people saying, he's not leading, the dude doesn't believe in anything.
He doesn't. That's why you should get out of the way and let Pence handle it.
Well,
Pence doesn't believe in science, too, I thought.
He's a thorough. You don't think Trump is a distraction in this?
Trump's a distraction in everything.
Yeah, I don't. He's Trump. First of all, it doesn't matter what he does. People will say that he's blowing it.
Yeah.
I think he could certainly.
Un-American.
He could do better. I think he should take a coronavirus test. And.
Wrong.
He probably should have some kind of general address where he reassures people without having to bag on the Democrats or whatever. I mean, I wish the politics of this could just be left out. I just don't think it serves any point whatsoever. But I don't know. I mean, I hear people say that he's blown it. It's his fault.
His fault.
Specific parts. And, well, you know, they said he called it a hoax. He did not call it a hoax. He called it, he said the Democratic criticism was a hoax. But
this
it was reported that he called it a hoax, which I thought was bullshit.
He did blow out the White House pandemic response team in 2018, so that's not very good. But like you said, the government seems to be on top of it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the. So there's no pandemic team?
No. No, he blew them out in
2018. They're done? What, are they just for the White House? You mean, pandemic team for the United States.
Yeah, prepare where you prepare and monitor things in case a pandemic breaks out.
Well, that's interesting. I don't remember ever hearing that.
No, because why would you hear about it until there's a possible fear of a pandemic?
Well, I know, but I'm still surprised. I would think you would hear about it somewhere.
I mean,
how big is the pandemic team?
That's probably one guy.
Oh.
Sitting in an office making
$600,000
a year.
Not like a whole building was shut down. I mean, a building of people was shut down.
No.
Okay, anything for Hall Financial on the hotline today?
Oh, yeah, we got some.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we got a big call on the Hall Financial hotline to make, hopefully, if the guy's there. Joe Biden got in a little tete-a-tete with an auto worker today, which I was fascinated by. And I'll tell you, maybe after if we talk to him.
Yeah, I think we can, because it just so happens that this person knows someone who bought a car off of Jim.
Ah, is that so?
Yeah.
Really?
And that individual let us know, hey, this is the guy who had the little scuffle with Joe Biden discussing, you know, the Second Amendment during Biden's trip through Detroit. It's going viral. The video's everywhere because Biden swears in it and he shushes somebody. But
swears twice in it, doesn't he?
I think so. We can take a listen to the audio in a minute.
Okay,
here,
let me mention first that my bookie is here. March Madness is here. Big Ten tournament is here. Now, whether they have crowds or not, it has nothing to do with doubling your paycheck. Nothing to do with doubling your paycheck.
No, the games will be played.
Yes. Whether they want to put the student athletes, can't we call them athlete students now? I mean, isn't that really a joke?
Yes.
The athlete students will be playing, and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with my bookie. And there is nonstop game after game after game. You can have someone you could be chasing all day and still end up doubling your paycheck or never catching up. But you know how that goes with gambling on sports. It makes a great thing better. Nobody said it better than Homer Simpson. It makes a good thing better. Yeah. When watching football, as it were, with Lisa and having money on the game. It's exciting. So MyBookie pays fast when you win with decades of experience, great customer service, and hassle-free transactions. Why would you bet anywhere else? Visit MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Drew for a 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code Drew. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. And that's MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
You'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
Hey, breaking coronavirus news.
What?
The Ohio governor has recommended to be no spectators allowed for any indoor sports activities, including high school, college, and professional teams. Now,
the Cavaliers.
Well, the Cavs, but the first four of the tournament is in.
So how's that work? The NCAA is allowing crowds, but the state of Ohio is not.
Well, the state of Ohio has recommended not to, which means the NCAA is going to go, you know what? Fuck off.
Fuck you.
We're doing it. Cleveland is also hosting a regional this year.
Honestly, I do not understand how the NCAA, supposedly this wonderful organization that is so concerned about our college student athletes, why would they not take the recommendation of a state that has to do with health?
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows what a joke it is, doesn't it?
Total joke, yeah.
All right, Hall Financial has a couple questions. Are you paying more than 4% on your mortgage? You have lingering high-interest credit card debt. If you do, it's crazy to pay the minimum or less than the entire thing on a high-interest rate credit card debt if there's a way to do it, maybe a refi. Hall Financial would love to refinance you. Interest rates dropped a half a point. It got better. They've got over 1,200 five-star reviews. They average 19 days. Industry average is 44 days. They've been doing many in 10 days or less. So look how quickly you could be saving money, found money, with Hall Financial. DrewandMike.HallFG.com, or you can click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and they get back to you, but fast. Hall Financial, Equalizing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. Okay, let's call this guy. He wanted to bring up, you know, when people show up at the auto plant or whatever, it's because they want to get close to the people. Although with the coronavirus, I really don't understand why. I don't know.
No, I mean, I give him credit. If he has a question, to walk up to the candidate and talk to him.
And he did. He's right up next to him.
I'm sure he was totally satisfied with the answer.
So here's Joe. He's walking through the auto plant. He's stopped by a few voters, notably Jerry, who asked this question.
How do you intend on getting the union vote when there's a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns?
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment.
You're full of shit.
Joe's aide was trying to pull him away, which is what they always do. So, hey, I give him credit for jumping in like this.
But he shushed a woman, Drew.
Well, he told a guy he's full of shit, though. So I think I cancels it out.
Peter, there have been some...
Barbara, client for saying this, sorry.
Shush.
Ooh,
Barbara, shush.
Oh, that was way worse. So this guy wants to take on Joe about taking guns away, and let's hear the rest of it.
Diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
Shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in beta, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones are putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the guns.
Oh, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Hey, let's
go. There's a lot of guys.
Okay, I want to call this guy Jerry, and we have his number, Brandon?
Yeah.
On the Hall Financial Hotline. Mostly, I want to talk to him about how did he get the gumption up to just walk up to the vice president and start arguing with him? Biden certainly ramped it up on Jerry, but, I mean, take some balls to do it, because I don't want to get in the weeds about the Second Amendment.
I like that he had his notes in front of him, too. He did research.
Is that on his phone he's reading
it?
Well, I think this might be in response to the interview with Anderson Cooper, where he said that he did want to take away assault weapons. But as we all know, no one knows how to define that.
Okay, I thought at the end, by the way, that Jerry brought up Beto O'Rourke. Was that cut off?
Yeah, the video that I have is cut off because that's the closest camera. There are other camera angles
and
to this.
Didn't he say, I thought you were going to have Beto O'Rourke on your staff or something like that?
Well, Biden did.
We can ask him. Just call him. Right. We'll find out.
I need a fix because I'm going down to the bits that I left uptown. Town. I need a fix because I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the
gun. Hello?
Hey, is this Jerry?
Who's this?
Jerry, it's the Drew and Mike show.
Jerry.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Jerry?
Doing all right. How are you?
Not bad, man.
We were
just watching you get into it with the vice president, the former vice president, Joe Biden.
Can you
talk about it for a couple minutes?
Sure. Is it like on air or what?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is that okay? Sure.
Cool, okay.
Yeah.
You know, what I was wondering most of all was, how nervous were you? Because you went up to talk to him. When did you find out he was showing up, and when did you decide, I'm going to go up there and ask him a question?
Well, I didn't know he was going to be there until about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't approach him. He actually approached me. So if he didn't approach me, I really wasn't going to do much of anything.
Did he approach to shake your hand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh. Okay. You have to say,
so
sir.
I ended up, I had a question ready. Like I brought on a text message, and it's quite articulate, and he came to, I know, right?
I like it when you're articulate, Jerry.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. So he ended up coming over, shaking my hand. I was like, I was very respectful. I said, excuse me, Mr. Biden, I'd like to ask you a question. And I kind of just carried on there. And he gave me his attention, so I kept going on with my question. Would you like me to read you the question? Or do you guys already hear it?
We just listened to it, and you asked the question. You basically said something about taking our guns away and being a union plant, and that most union members are very pro Second Amendment. And he just popped off with "You're full of shit," which I thought was, boy, that was a little strong, wasn't it?
Yeah, just so I can get the everything straight, I did not say most union. I just said there's quite a bit. I'm paraphrasing here, but there's quite a bit. But I'm no way, shape, or form speaking on behalf of any union whatsoever.
Sure.
I need to let that be known.
Okay, so your point, wasn't your point that, like, what are you doing here when you are not a pro-Second Amendment person when a lot of us are pro-Second Amendment? Is that kind of the gist of it, that he was out of place there?
Yeah, well, I believe he showed up kind of just to do his thing, you know, for Election Day and get a few votes and stuff like that. But I'm a United States citizen, and I have questions. I care about who is in office.
Good.
And I had a question that I wanted answered, and he decided to go off the deep end.
Well, when he first said, you're full of shit, did that kind of throw you off?
No, I do construction. I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, but you don't, expect it from a politician.
Well, I mean, how
politician.
Often do you talk to a candidate or to a politician? But I'm not used to it.
Jerry, he also didn't he say you're a horse's ass or stop being a horse's ass?
Yeah, something like that.
No,
yeah,
I thought your question was a tough question at a minimum, and I would expect him to answer resoundingly in some way, but to say you're full of shit and you're a horse's ass, how do you feel about that? That's got to be pretty weird.
It was pretty weird. I'm used to having a little more profanity thrown at me like that. but it was a little bit past my time, you know, like to be called something like that. You know, I wasn't born in 1940 or anything like that. Like it's not one I've heard in recent time.
That's funny. Yeah, it's not like he called you that. What was that? The dog-faced pony liar thing that he called that? No.
Well, I got a lot of people asking me why I didn't call him that. So,
do people generally support you when people call you? Are you getting a lot of hate online, or how are people taking this?
I got to be honest. Online, I'm getting an amazing amount of support.
Oh, that's good. I think you deserve it.
I'm not getting the most support from people that are around me. On a more intimate level, like some brothers aren't too happy, but I'd like to let it be known that it's nothing about a union. I'm a very, very, very pro union man, and I'm just not wanting to give my guns up. That's it.
I understand that part. Why are your brethren? Why would they be upset because you mentioned the union?
Well, I believe that. Possibly. Yeah. Well, unions typically go for a Democratic Party, and I'm not trying to speak or advocate for anything whatsoever. I think some people may have just not heard what my question was, maybe, and like kind of saw a frenzy. Now, like I get out of work and I see what's happened, and I had no idea.
Well, it's just really. I mean, I can't think. You know. I know we've been around for a while, but I cannot think of a time when a candidate told a constituent, you're full of shit and you're a horse's ass. Yeah. You know, even if you're, and you know what, Biden got all huffy with that guy that asked about Hunter Biden and his grandchild. Remember how huffy he got?
Oh, yeah. That was a reporter.
Then he gave that girl a bunch of shit because she said that she understood
she didn't caucuses. Understand a caucus. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, you're a. Whatever you
Dog
are,
face, pony
that's
liar.
A bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
So right. Well, it just seems
way,
like
for the record, real quick, I'm a major fan, by the way. Just
oh,
so you guys.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. All are right. you yeah, listening to the right. podcast?
I don't. You know what? You guys used to be on 101. I listened to you since I was a child, and I kind of just left. I was like, "Where'd they go?" You know.
Here we are.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, cool. I'm so glad you guys called. That's awesome.
Just Google the show, Gary. Google Drew and Mike show, and
Jerry. For the record, Jerry Lane.
Jerry. What? Oh, okay. Oh. Jerry yep. Lane, L-A-N-E?
Wayne, Wayne's World. Jerry Wayne.
Okay. Were you afraid cool. he was related to you and you didn't know, Drew?
I was concerned that I have missing some relative around here.
Yeah,
so,
right?
So let me ask you about the Beto O'Rourke thing at the end, because it wasn't on our clip we played. Did you bring up something about Beto O'Rourke, and that's when he said...
Yeah, he said that he never said that. And then if you look recently, around a week ago, mm-hmm. there was a viral video that went out about him saying with Beto at a restaurant that they're going to take the guns. And I quoted him on that. And when I did, that's when he came out and said, you're full of shit.
Well, he said Beto was going to take...
Can you find the clip? I want to watch that clip.
He said Beto was going to take charge of his gun bill he wanted to pass.
That's how I remember.
But then it's connected to Beto a while ago saying that, hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15 away, or we're going to, you know, going to take your guns away. So I think the combination of the two, if that means a lot to you, would probably give you some pause.
Yeah, there's actually another video that you guys aren't talking about right now. There's one more video. I'm not too sure how you could find that, but they're sitting down at a dining table or something like that. He says something along the lines.
With Anderson Cooper?
No, it was just a kind of like a cell phone video.
Okay.
Either way, he said it multiple times.
And Beto,
it wasn't that big a reach, in my opinion. I mean, even if it was, even if you were connecting some dots that maybe he doesn't want connected, I didn't think it was unreasonable. I mean, to call you a horse's ass, I'm just surprised he got so mad.
Well, everybody's all over the Second Amendment thing, but the main question that I asked that he didn't even acknowledge was, we're working, we have a lot of hours right now, like we're working a lot, and I wanted to know when he was in office, what would he do to keep it to where we're still working? What is he going to do differently that makes it better for the union?
But you never got there.
No, I got there, he just jumped over.
Here's one clip here.
Okay.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't
say...
What
does an assault weapon include?
Well, he leaped out to say, if you have an assault weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, did I hear that wrong?
He also
it's pretty clear to me.
He also called it an AR-14, didn't he, Jerry?
Yes, it was an AR-14. Yes.
Did you correct him on that?
He also told me he wanted to go outside.
Ooh.
So, yeah, if you actually look at the video, ask me if I wanted to go outside.
Wait,
I think this is the video you were talking about.
This guy can change the face of what we're dealing with regard to guns, assault weapons, regard to dealing with climate change. And I just warn and aim it. If I win, I'm coming for it.
Well, that sounds like his voice. Does it look edited at all?
It's a real video. He's talking about Beto O'Rourke. This is when they went to Whataburger after Beto endorsed him. And he said that basically what I was saying before, he's going to take charge of, I guess, bringing back the federal assault weapons ban. And
well, when Jerry mentioned a viral video, he acted like he was what's his name?
Alex Jones or something.
Yeah. Or like it was some crazy conspiracy theory.
Yeah, like it was a made-up video, yeah.
Well, there's quite a few videos of him saying that he's going to come after the guns and stuff like that. And, like, this has nothing to do with anything else. I want my guns. That's all. I want other people to want their guns, and everybody should have it. We have something that we fought for. It's our Second Amendment right, and I'll be damned if someone tries to get it.
Jerry, do you own an assault weapon?
Define that.
An assault weapon. I think anything in your hand, that even a blunt object that you swing at somebody, is an assault weapon.
Do you own a semi-automatic?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Well, I think it seems that's what he's talking about is some kind of assault weapon description, whether it's your definition or I don't know whose definition he's using.
It comes from a long-barreled rifle that you can fit multiple rounds.
Large capacity. Yeah,
he's talking about 100 round mag.
Yeah,
or something of that sort. Well, he doesn't really know what he's talking about, to be honest with you.
Well, if he got that mad at you, I get the feeling I'm not sure he does know what he's talking about, because based on those clips,
so he's going to have Beto do it.
I believe that he should be a little bit more tempered by that. I asked him a question. I was very respectful with it, and he kind of went off the deep end. And not only that, he kept pressing towards me, getting closer and closer towards me.
Yeah,
I think he's going to kiss you.
He probably want to smell your hair.
What if he smelled your hair?
Hey, you ever go to your grandmother's house growing up?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're like, you just go there and you get that grandma and grandpa smell.
Oh yeah.
Mothballs.
Yep. Him.
Oh.
That's him.
Gross. Oh boy. Boy, that's weird. You know? So Jerry, I assume he did not win your vote today.
I don't think so, but you know what? He could have. He gave me a real answer, you know, maybe like he could have persuaded other people, but I can read between the lines.
Do you believe he supports the Second Amendment? Because that was one of the things he just kept saying. He goes, I support
absolutely the not. He is in it to take everybody's guns.
Every single gun.
Yeah, that's what he thinks, that they all should be illegal.
Even handguns?
Well,
shotguns?
If you listen to what he says, he goes, he kind of went back and forth in that little interview. He said, oh, well, they're all illegal, but he also said that he has a 12-gauge, a 20-gauge, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he's so back and forth. It's like he's trying to cover his steps as he's making them.
Yeah, it's a very complicated thing, because we all know that what he wants to be is voted in as president more than anything. I mean, nothing matters to him as much as winning this election. So
that's right.
It does. I just am shocked that he would get so bent out of shape, because I think you were respectful. Whether you asked a question he liked or didn't like, I thought at least he deserved you a little respect.
He very well could have just said, "Hey, I'm not taking questions right now." He should have listened to his advisor that was to his left,
so he didn't go
off and doing that. Who he hushed, exactly. Who is a female minority, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, he's canceled.
Cancel him now.
That's right. If the Democrats are going to get behind that, then you can't talk to people like that. You got to talk to them like human beings, right?
Yeah, I agree. He was a dick all the way around, and I'm not a person that really dislikes Joe Biden generally.
Not to mention there's a power imbalance there.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw this part on there, but I said after he started getting my face and stuff like that, he put his finger in me. I was like, this is not going to happen. And then he says, hey, let's go outside. And I was like, hey, you work for me.
Ooh,
and he looked at me and he goes, no, I don't.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. Exactly.
Wait, explain to me.
You want some too, old man?
Go outside. What does that mean?
Take it behind the woodshed.
Go outside. I don't know, but judging by how he touches kids, I don't want to find out.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
Jerry,
I don't know what that meant, but
did you ever think of just lobbing this at him?
Where's Hunter?
Yeah, right.
Now, then he would have really wanted to go outside. Hey, listen,
oh,
Jerry,
for sure.
I'm glad that we found you and you found us. Hopefully you'll Google the show and listen to our podcast.
Absolutely.
And you can bet that you're a big chunk of the front of it when you when the new one gets posted, which will be in a few hours.
No, I appreciate it. I would like to reiterate, but in no way, shape, or form am I a union representative.
Okay, fair enough, Jerry.
Oh, one other thing, Jerry. Have you been, like, inundated by Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, Wall Street Journal? Have you been inundated for interview requests?
Absolutely.
And have you told them all no? Is this an exclusive?
I did. I gave an interview to my local Fox News, but you guys are the first ones. I don't know how you better. I guess I'm going to be on at 10 or 11 with them, so hurry up and get me on.
That's oh, man. Yeah, we'll have to send clips to the local TV and see if they want.
Yep, and I am very happy to be able to give you guys an interview. I'm a very big fan.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Jerry. You haven't talked to Fox 2 or 4 or 7?
You said Fox 2, yeah.
Fox 2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 4 or 7 call. Tell them, look, Drew and Mike had a long interview with me. Why don't you take clips from that? Be sure to give them credit.
All right, yeah, for sure, man.
Who talked to you from Fox 2?
I think her name was Trisha.
Trisha?
Ooh.
Must be in some new talent over
hubba
there.
Hubba
hubba. Okay. Oh, I don't know. She was very pretty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's on Fox 2, of course.
Be careful. You don't want to get canceled, Jerry.
Yeah, you and Joe the same day.
I know it, right?
You're starting to sound like Chris Matthews.
Real quick, if you guys don't mind, let me use your platform for a moment.
Sure.
I think it's very important that the entire country looks at the Senate Bill 0156. It's a red flag law, and they're mm-hmm. actively trying to take our guns under the radar with that. I think it's very important that people know that. Senator Wittenberg is the one that wrote that up.
You're talking about the Michigan one, the Michigan red flag law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, red flag laws are, you know, a lot of people favor red flag laws. It's something that I don't think has been discussed enough, and sure, I'll take a look at it, Jerry, and hopefully a lot of other people will, too.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for giving me that platform.
I bet.
It's important that it's not over yet. We got to keep fighting.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, guys.
Take
good
care.
Luck to you. See ya.
'76 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Well, nice going, Jerry. I thought he was. I don't know. The more I think about this, the crazier it seems. Because I heard originally that Biden swore.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, what did this guy say to Biden? And it said he was full of shit. And then I saw another story, and it said something about him saying, "Stop being a horse's ass." And I was like, wait, he didn't swear twice at this
swearing,
guy, did he?
The swearing. I mean, I don't really care about it. I don't even think Jerry really cared about it that much.
I know,
much.
But telling somebody they're full of shit.
Well, I think.
And they're a horse's ass. I don't think Jerry's questions were that unreasonable. Maybe.
No. Questions.
He didn't like them.
Questions to politicians and political people, never, never inappropriate. The thing I find most.
Well, if it was something, you know, if he got up there and said something really like, shitty about Hunter Biden, yeah, I don't think I'd be shocked.
If he said something shitty or if he asked him a question about it.
Biden's extremely sensitive about that. It's funny. Biden has scared off anyone who even tried to enter that territory.
That's a Biden problem. That's not a Jerry constituent problem.
I thought today was a Biden problem, too. He's asking about Second Amendment questions I thought were totally fair.
I think the most frightening thing in that whole exchange is the fact that he doesn't remember making this video with Beto O'Rourke at Whataburger. It was a week ago.
His answer, I thought, was suggesting it. Oh, yeah, just like the video where I say vote for Trump.
Yeah, I think
That's what I thought, oh, this must be some insane, misedited video that Jerry saw. And it's not.
No, and I think Biden is immediately just assuming that, oh, this guy is a nut job.
Oh, it's like,
and
you know
so
what?
He must be listening to Alex Jones or something.
Here's what I think people do now. Is it used to be when they go, oh, yeah, there's a story about you doing this, blah, 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 in the Inquirer. They go, oh, yeah, tabloid trash. People have taken money from tabloid, even though it was true. Mm-hmm. And the same thing can be said a lot of times when people say, hey, what about that conversation you had about better? And they say, well, where'd you see that? Oh, the internet. Ah,
why isn't he just, if he doesn't know what video he's talking about, ask him, what video are you talking about?
Because he just wanted Jerry to go away.
You're right.
Chances are you've heard about Jim Bentley, who is slinging Superfly rides at Zot Ford in Holly. And through March the 16th, which is Monday, That's just Monday.
Monday.
When you buy or lease a new or pre-loved whip from Jim Bentley, you're guaranteed a free dinner at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas with us. All of us, the whole show. And if we can figure out what phone number to use, maybe even Zoobs will make a guest appearance. Plus, it looks like Gabar is still employed because the team at Zot is kicking off their spring zero cash due event to help entice you to get fresh new wheels and score a delicious dinner with all of us. You can lease a 2020 Ford Fusion as low as $129 with zero cash due. And as I said, I was driving that Ford Fusion for, God, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I really like that car. Man, if you could get that for anything under $200,
it's a nice car.
It seems like a damn good deal. Now I'm driving that big white thing Bentley traded with
me.
Oh,
an Expedition?
Yeah, I got an Expedition.
Oh, man, that's right up your alley. Those
yeah, it's pretty sweet, I got to say. Yeah. I only drove it to 7-Eleven, but I'm going to get more
you
action.
You probably live out of that thing.
And then you can lease a 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $272, and you guessed it, with zero cash due. And did I forget the 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $222 with zero cash due? Hurry, March 16th is coming up Monday. If you want to go to dinner, get involved now. And Northwestern Tech, they've got a date, too. Wednesday is enrollment, the final day of enrollment. If you want to do HVAC, because it's all they teach at Northwestern Tech, it's the heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC people aren't going away. Let me tell you, when my furnace went down, I couldn't wait to find the first guy that would get here. And it turned out I was able to get somebody in about an hour, which was miraculous. And I would have paid him almost anything at that point, because I had no heat in my house. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. Over 90% of the graduates got jobs in the HVAC field. It's a 10.5-month program, 4 hours, 4 days a week. You can work while you do it. Many people do. And you can register for class March 18th. If not, there's another set of classes coming up real soon at Northwestern Tech. The HVAC school that works, go to northwesterntech.edu. And be sure to mention the Drew and Mike show when they ask where you heard about it. northwesterntech.edu. And they've been great at the network, too, as they've got on some other shows. And
hey, by the way, the White House has been having a coronavirus update press conference.
Oh, really?
And it's interesting. Larry Kudlow's out there now, which their story always was he does not want to touch the coronavirus story at all because he's the economic advisor.
He shouldn't.
But Pence has been leading the charge, and Trump is nowhere to be seen. So maybe he
Are you recording this?
I am not.
Can you record it?
Sure.
I think I'll watch it afterwards.
But maybe he knows that I need to get out of the way of this.
I think he does. And I think, actually, you know, Trump is not a person that likes to read a teleprompter, doesn't like to stick to a message. This needs a consistent message. And Pence is an old school politician, isn't he? I mean, I don't mean to give him too much credit.
I guess.
I realize he's quite stiff. But I mean, very in stiff. Terms of getting a message across, I think he's the kind of politician that can stick to a message and is not going to wildly ad lib or say things that these other people
they also
are going to be upset about.
They also added a death. We're up to 29 now.
How many cases are there?
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, they say 950 plus.
Well, that's quite an uptick, isn't it?
Uh-huh. There was a trajectory that showed where Italy was and where we were at the same time and other westernized nations. And we're about 10 days away from where Italy is right now.
Well, we've got a lot of viruses to catch then.
Yeah, we do.
I know. It's kind of freaky, and here's Italy completely shut down. But my feeling is they're going to get over it faster. I almost wish we were that far along so we could – not that I want anyone to die.
Here's Naomi Campbell getting ready to jump on a plane. Maybe you can start dressing like that.
Oh, my God.
Gloves,
Naomi Campbell
mask.
Amps up airplane routine with hazmat suit, mask amid coronavirus fears. Is this something the airlines are going to have a problem with?
I would hope so. You don't want people boarding like that, do you?
Well, it looks pretty scary, honestly. If you see someone in a homemade hazmat suit, it's a little disconcerting if you're the passenger without one.
Did you see the Lyft driver in New York with his homemade bubble?
Is it a black guy?
He's a guy with a bag
over his head.
I don't see color.
His feet are bagged.
Well, the whole... Oh, no, I know what you're... I saw that person, too.
Yeah, that didn't look very effective.
This is a person who...
That didn't work out very well.
They just took plastic wrapping, like, around the driver's seat.
Oh, okay.
To make a bubble for themselves so they can keep driving their Lyft.
Well...
There's a great story out of Memphis, Brandon, if you have that one.
Yeah.
Where their local Fox affiliate decided to take it to the street to find out... You know, how
taking it to the streets. We need that hook for all. It's Doobie Brothers taking it to the streets. We need it for all Man in the Street. God, that would be so entertaining if we had that intro. Not to mention more Man in the Street stuff. There's nothing like the Man in the Street.
Is this the right one?
Nothing more objective than the Man in the Street. He's the Man in the Street. He's everyone. He's anyone USA. In fact, that's his name.
Hang on, let me find the hook.
You know, I swear to God, there was
like
a radio station that... No, not really.
No, I don't even...
He sings like this. What a fool believes. Taking it to the streets.
You know what this song has become? I can't... It was one of those misheard songs. I don't know if Julie misheard it, but we always... So now it's always to us. Taking it to extremes. It sounds like he's singing, taking it to extremes.
Even on a normal day, proper hygiene's probably a good idea. It's even more important now that we have a confirmed coronavirus Shelby County. And yet we're speaking to people who say that's not what they're doing. They're not paying attention to expert advice. And as you mentioned, Stephanie, not even following coronavirus developments.
Uh-oh.
As shocked as some were to learn about the 70 people now under quarantine in Shelby County.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
They weren't worried enough about coronavirus to take even the most basic precautions.
I'm being 100% honest. I don't do nothing differently. I do everything the same.
Great.
I don't wash my hands.
If people pray, young, they wouldn't have to worry about it. They don't pose to live in fear. Pray. This is it. You're not gonna catch nothing.
But along with prayer, doctors are also prescribing common sense to protect against an outbreak which has already killed almost 4,000 people worldwide.
Watch I think the general public should be concerned, be aware of what's going on.
What's more, experts say indifference to coronavirus could put you at heightened risk of getting it.
If individuals
cut the nerd out of this story, who cares what
hands,
Dr. Nerd has to
it's
say?
It's of particular concern to Anthony Lindsay because his wife already has leukemia. He's doing everything he can to make sure he and she don't get coronavirus as well.
Wait, no, he's got good comments.
Staying out of crowds, but I really can't stay out of them too much because my wife is in the hospital, so we're in and out. But we got masks, and we had a sanitizer and the Lysol spray.
And if that doesn't work, there are always more drastic measures.
It's already here? I mean, I might have to move.
He thinks it's right outside his car. I'm going to have to move. I got to see you. The coronavirus right here. Bye-bye. I'm out of here.
There you go. The man
on
the street.
Oh, God. I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
There is the man on the street.
Don't you wish instead of the doctor, they just put Propecia in there and she just goes,
wash your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
It would probably get a lot of people's attention. It might be good.
Some people just don't pay attention, I guess.
That reminds me, the Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy are shit-canning their audiences.
Yeah.
So the NBA, the NHL,
and Dr.
college
Phil.
Basketball, no. We're not going to do that. We just got a few people there, and we care about the student-athletes. If the student-athletes are in any threat whatsoever, we would never have a game.
Did you see Dr. Phil, too? No studio. No guests at Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I know. It seems like, you know, I think it's chic to do that. Isn't it kind of a shtick?
Well, he's a doctor.
You want to play Dr. Drew, Brandon? It's on my Twitter.
And also...
I thought Dr. Drew was really good because... I agree with everything he says, which is that you should take the precautions they're telling you to take. But at the same time, people are really getting kind of crazy about this.
Oh, the people buying all the toilet paper and water at Costco, they're the ones being ridiculous.
And then this guy who thinks it's going to bite him outside his car. I mean,
bite him.
Just pay attention. He thinks he's going to get bitten by the coronavirus.
I don't understand it. And shut stuff down, though. Stop these gatherings of large people.
Well, Washington
crowds.
Has done that, and Ohio, yeah, I heard, is going to do it.
Doctor Drew, how are you today? Beautiful day out. How are you doing?
It really is. Beautiful day in New York.
I think there's so much going on as far as what is the difference, fact and fiction. What is real?
Everything that's being reported is real.
Okay. Great question.
Just listen to the CDC and Anthony Fauci and behave accordingly. And remember, we have 24 million flu cases, 280,000 people hospitalized, 16,000 dead from the flu. Every report on corona should end with, get your flu shot. Get your flu shot. Way more likely to kill you than corona. Now, corona is a serious thing for people that are in infectious disease and epidemiology. They need to put this thing to rest. They will. And all we have to do is follow their directions. But the panic that the press is creating is unconscionable. It's interrupting the supply line. Now my elderly patients are having trouble getting their medication because the supply line is interrupted.
He still has patients? I thought he was all Hollywood.
So the panic is having real results. So settle down, everybody. Follow the CDC's recommendations, and let's get on with things. Get your flu shot. Get your flu shot.
Very sad. Like, in my town, a Chinese restaurant basically almost closed because they said no one's going there anymore. And this is just the bulb going everywhere.
Your point is well taken, which is the panic is having a real-world effect on people. People are losing jobs, businesses are closing, supply lines are interrupted, medications are being disrupted because, not of the virus, because of the panic. Take reasonable precautions. Know your
risk. Is it because of the panic, or is it because companies are saying we don't want our employees working together? That's why the small businesses are struggling.
Small businesses, but they don't have giant groups of people.
No, but there's I mean, I know it's anecdotal, but there's a store. I think it's a coffee shop in Seattle, of course. And you know, Amazon people have been told to work at home, and that's 25% of her business. So she will struggle to pay her employees for the month.
Well, I mean, not everything.
That's not based on the same. Not based on fear or panic. That's based on Amazon making the right choice, saying, you know what, let's stay home. Why can't we just? Can this country just have a vacation for the rest of March and just cancel everything?
It seems like we'd get through this thing and we'd be done with it.
And contain it, sooner. Take care of it, and figure it out.
How do we get from 400 some cases to 900? Is that Washington or New York?
A lot of it's New York. It's exploded in New York.
Yeah, because in New York, they live just like they lived in that wet market, animal market, where everybody lives on top of each other. They all poop on each other.
Exactly. It's large gatherings.
Yeah. And having a large
group of people together.
And also, you notice that so many, when they track it back, it's someone who just got back from here or just got back from there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes me want to say, why don't we just shut the incoming traffic for a couple weeks, because that would probably help too.
You saying close the border? You racist? You want a wall?
Well, they wanted to do that for SARS. We came very close to closing the Canadian border for SARS.
Yeah, SARS.
It was in Canada, and it was in... See, they contained that.
I was like that guy in Memphis during SARS. I was like, I'm not getting that.
Because it wasn't really here in the States yet.
No.
There were some deaths in the U.S., but it was pretty well contained to keep it out of here.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
Well, guess who came by my house today?
Who?
DTE Energy.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
I've seen their trucks all over this neighborhood.
Yeah, they've decided that it's really not right that we're getting all these power outages.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, 5 years after I move in, 6 years after I move in. And trees are the leading cause of power outages. And so they've identified a tree that needs to be trimmed or removed.
Oh, great.
So they're going to get to it.
We identified it a long time ago.
I know. You'd think that they would have noticed how often we lose power in the Woodward Corner before this. But
why is the tree good?
But I'm glad they're doing something better late than never, eh?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I am accepting congratulations.
Because when I moved into my pad, everybody, all the neighbors said, you need a generator, need a generator, because we lose power all the time. In the first couple of years, yeah, we lost power. It sucked. But then Art Van decided they were going to build some new big old building right by my house. And I think they restructured all the electricity that was in the air.
Uh-huh.
Ever since they did that, we're on like a better grid or something. I haven't gotten
That was money well spent by Art Van.
Yeah, so Art Van hooked me up, and then they kind of screwed me.
You've been Kristen up yet?
I guess you and Art Van are even.
I took a picture of the rip that I have.
Yeah, where is it? I want to see it.
I saw that.
Yeah, Drew's like, this is a seam.
It looks like a seam. No, I'm saying it is a seam.
Well, the point was it used to be covered until Art Van decided to go bankrupt. Oh, that's a nasty rip.
It sure is.
I mean, you could just, it is on a seam.
Looks like somebody could sew it up.
I don't know how to sew.
Really?
What, do you think I'm a seamstress?
Take it to some of these dry cleaning places extremes. have repair people.
Isn't there a woman in your family who can do it?
I was going to ask my mother-in-law.
Something tells me there's an older female in your family who could probably pull it off.
Is there a grandmother around that can sew?
No. Grandma.
Just stitch
Grandma
that couch
passed.
Up. It'll be fine.
You want me to sew for you?
Grandma
I can
passed,
sew.
You jerk. If I was a single guy, I'd probably just staple it.
That sounds reasonable to me now.
I would just turn it 90 degrees and hide it.
No, yeah. I don't think you can.
Why not?
No, it's just got one piece of foam in it, right?
Yeah, I guess it looks
like that. One piece of foam isn't going to squeeze out that little hole.
That's not the point, Drew. The point is I just purchased this damn couch. It was very expensive. Furniture's not cheap.
I'm just saying.
All warranties.
I'm just saying.
That foam is not going to come out that little area. It's too big.
Poop.
I can't believe those people that just, your delivery's not coming today. We're bankrupt. Sorry, about $3,000.
I hope somebody does a real breakdown of exactly what happened here, because I'm
want the bankruptcy
not,
court do that.
Yeah, they will. But I just the idea that everyone who invested lost their entire principal. I mean, they really make it sound like no one made any money. It was just a complete fucked up, horrible business adventure for 3 years, and it's so bad that everyone is screwed, including people that bought furniture in the last couple weeks.
I never went bankrupt.
That might be the part that bothers me the most, that they're taking orders for stuff.
Yeah, no.
They know they can't fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the McMillions finale yet?
I did. God, it was great.
That was a pretty good series.
And it was infuriating seeing, what their punishments were, which was really just slaps on the wrist.
You know, it was interesting, though, because who did they hurt?
Me? Are you kidding me?
Simon Marketing, everybody that worked for Simon Marketing, their jobs went poof.
Everybody who wanted to go to McDonald's to get game pieces because they had every single piece except the winners.
Except McDonald's did give $25 million away in prizes to random people afterward.
I ain't get shit.
Well, you weren't going to win anyway then.
The printing company went out of business too.
So there are a lot of people did lose their job.
They had one a-hole who took the biggest prizes and gave them to friends, and then when they got busted.
What a crazy cast of characters, too.
It is a really interesting cast of characters.
My favorite by far is AJ Glum, who was one of the middlemen.
Yeah, I love that guy, too. He's
great. Barry sent me an email, I think last week, that really pointed this out. I put some together. He likes to laugh at all his dumb jokes that aren't funny. So here's a little montage of AJ Glum's jokes from McMillions.
My name is Andrew Glum. I go by AJ. A friend of mine called me up and he said, I have something you might be interested in. Write down this number and go to a phone booth and call me. I said, oh, no. I said, I had enough of that in my life. I just got off probation a couple years ago. Somebody offers you $1 million. You're going to take it. Unless you got to kill somebody, then you might not. You know, might not be interested, but then I went outside, and of course they grabbed me outside, and they says, "You're under arrest for mail fraud." I said, "Mail fraud? What's that?" He says, "On a McDonald's." I said, "Oh, okay." I remember we were arguing in the car. He said, "Yeah, you think you're some gangster or something?" I said, "Yeah, and you think you're Don Johnson, from Miami Vice." After 9/11,
nice fresh reference.
The McDonald's was a memory. Everybody forgot about it, except the FBI and the Justice Department. When I went to jail, you meet with the unit manager.
Listen to this whopper.
Says, you owe $3.5 million. I said, yeah. He said, do you have it? I said, yeah. It's in my locker. I brought it in with me. Maybe if you come and help me, we could carry it in here.
He left it back.
To this day, I pay $160 a month.
If you had to do it again, would you do it again?
Tomorrow.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
He laughed at that, too.
Hey, that's not funny. I thought, though, that the defense was funny in that they essentially were saying that breaking the rules of a McDonald's contest is not against the law.
Oh, yeah, their rules.
And
yeah.
Transferring prizes is also not against the law because someone transferred it to that church.
Yeah.
That hospital.
Yeah, St. Jude. No, I think that's a very good defense. It actually worked for the one guy on appeal.
So they went after the fact that it was mail fraud in that they tricked McDonald's into giving them money and they used the U.S. mail system to do it.
Yeah.
So
it seems like a loophole, but.
McManus. Yeah,
that was a little odd. And
in the final episode, though, Uncle Jerry explained. Well, they explained because Uncle Jerry wouldn't participate. He's doing fine, by the way. The main guy who stole all the pieces,
Jerry
doing,
Jacobson.
Yeah, he's married for the seventh time. mm-hmm. living outside Atlanta. He had to pay a bunch of restitution, but I think, what did he get, 4 years?
He's not in jail.
37 no. months.
37 months, yeah. But he explained in the final episode how he did it. And my God, it's always just so dumb and easy, isn't it?
Why are the prizes are in an envelope?
They're in an envelope.
With a hologram seal, and they sent him a bunch of extra seals?
By accident.
So he could just, with a penknife, take the seal off, take the best prizes out, and replace them with other prizes.
Like free French fries.
What the?
But here's the thing. It was locked inside a briefcase that both him, he had one code for because he was the head of security for the marketing company. And then the auditor for the other company had the other code for the other side of the lock.
And Jerry takes it into the bathroom.
Because he just watched her unlock it and learned her code.
Genius.
It's always human error, isn't it? So then, yep. then Jerry, you know, this is the other thing too. He had to, it would take him so long in the bathroom, he had to pretend like he was taking a big dump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But why would she let him take the briefcase in with
it's like the nuclear codes.
Why do you
get those are nuclear codes he's got? Of course it went in the shitter with him.
Why did he have to take the briefcase into the shitter? Why is no, she
and,
just like,
and he okay. takes and he takes the briefcase to the shitter every time.
I know.
So he always has to take a shit every time he's getting new game pieces.
You know, I get to the airport, we get in the lounge here. I always got to take a dump. How clueless was that auditor?
I know, it was really stupid.
It is a really good series, though. Oh, man.
The people that I really felt for were, you know, there was this black woman, Gloria Brown, yeah. who, you know, she made a couple $1,000 a month. She's raising her son. She's barely able to make her house payment. She's just squeezing by, and this thing is thrown in her face, and she just says, well, I'm never going to get another opportunity like this to get ahead, to, you know, do something for my son. And I believe that it was not simply greed in her case. It was an opportunity that she wasn't going to otherwise get.
I thought her sentence seemed fairly appropriate. She just had to pay it back and then was probation. She never had any jail time.
No.
Well, the tough thing with her is the way the scam kind of went.
If it bones you over, yeah.
She's supposed to get $25,000 every single year. Mm-hmm. $25,000 a year. Well, because of the scam, they're going to split that, right? Well, then she's the one getting all the taxes. So why, instead of getting 25,
I never understood why Jerry just takes half the money and pays no taxes, and the other person pays the full taxes. That right there is right. just bullshit.
So instead of getting the 25, she's ending up getting like $10,000 a year from it, which is a far cry from a million.
Jerry would charge half of whatever the prize was for, or actually for the $1 million prize, I think you only wanted $300,000. The problem is you don't get $300,000 right away, so you have to come up with that money up front.
Yeah,
it just seemed if you were on the other end going, "No, I'm not going to do that."
The guy to me that was this is a really interesting cast of characters in this story. If you haven't watched it, I really thought it was a fun watch.
Yeah, 6-parter on HBO.
The FBI people are just funny as hell. I mean, there's one of them who's just so every time he's on the screen, something funny happens.
He's great. He's the best.
But this one guy who Jerry, who is the guy stealing all the game pieces.
Yeah, Uncle Jerry, yeah.
Jerry, I guess, has a property near his, and is it Tennessee where Dwight Baker is?
Yeah, somewhere down there. Or the Carolinas.
Yeah, maybe it's North Carolina. And so he sort of knows Jerry, not all that well. And I think, did Jerry sell him a lot?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so they knew each other. And he just thought Dwight was, seemed like a together guy, seemed like somebody nobody would suspect. And yeah, I would agree. He does seem like that.
Yeah.
He's also in the LDS church, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's a white male businessman, so.
And he gives game pieces to other people. Yeah. He told his foster son, his foster son, that, yeah, this guy won this game piece, and if he cashes it in, he's going to lose half of it in a divorce settlement to this woman.
Right.
So, you know, so therefore they're offering it to you and you can keep this much of the prize. And the guy did the math. He figured the taxes. This guy's a businessman, his foster son, George. And he decides that, yeah, I'll make a bunch of money on this, except that.
He was a self-made millionaire by 25, right?
Yeah. And he had, I mean, his original parents, I don't even think he knew them, did he?
No.
And he seems like a huge success story. So the problem is when he goes in and to claim the prize, because that's his job, of course, he gets all this media attention. You know, oh, this guy's a millionaire. What, $1 million? And he said, you know, it was kind of a pain in the ass for his business because he had his own business and everybody thought, well, he didn't need any money.
Yeah.
So he's going through that thing. Then when he gets, when the whole thing gets busted, he thinks he just transferred a winning piece from someone who was trying to hide income from their soon to be ex-wife.
Yes.
And he ends up getting prosecuted and they actually.
Which, by the way, I thought the prosecutor's argument there was pretty legit. He still believes he's doing something that is illegal.
But he's not doing what he thinks he's doing. They were prosecuting him on the basis that
sure.
You were trying to defraud an ex-wife out of her money.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no ex-wife.
Yeah.
I mean, and he did win on appeal, but to put him through all that, he was one of the most innocent people in this thing. I don't know. I just thought... That's to commit a crime that doesn't exist. Is that a crime you can really convict someone of?
Well, attempted crime is a crime. Attempted robbery, attempted
But there's
murder.
No victim. I mean, McDonald's was a victim, but he didn't know about McDonald's.
But there would have been a victim. It would have been that ex-wife.
I don't know. I thought it was really, really pushing things.
Just like offering bribes is illegal, even if you don't go through with it.
I don't know.
In the end, he was found guilty, but then he won his appeal. But I mean, I felt bad for the guy. I just didn't think he was as innocent as the documentary made him out to be.
It's funny. I disagree because I really think he did not know how this thing worked at all.
No, he didn't, but he still should have known that what he was doing is he didn't get the game piece legitimately.
No, and he was, although you can transfer the game pieces, sure. As they proved. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he even studied that or had any idea about that part of it. And he did make some money because he, otherwise, you know, he had no incentive to do it.
I didn't get no game pieces.
No, did not. But
no purchase necessary.
The point I was going to make was this Dwight Baker, you know, who's this LDS,
yeah.
This wonderful member of the LDS great church. Guy. He turns out to be a real piece of shit. Mm-hmm. He fucks his foster son over. I mean, his foster son really looked up to him. He raised him from the age of 12, wasn't it?
He also chased down his sister-in-law in the airport.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. I mean, he went nuts as in, this is my money! Because yeah. The sister-in-law was going to fuck him and his wife over. So they drive across the country to get to this airport. To what? Were they going to kill her in the airport for the money?
Yeah, he says no.
His wife, it sounded like she was pretty pissed. The wife is, that's my money!
Yeah.
The greed becomes pretty amazing.
Well, that seems on brand for LDS, right? Being a little greedy, being about money.
Well, I thought you gave up all your money.
The LDS?
Yeah, don't they tithe?
And every religion does, but yeah.
I mean, they've got, as we pointed out, $37 billion.
Religion, yeah,
yeah, all these.
Well, most of them.
I don't know. I'm so down on these churches that have these billions and billions of dollars that they don't use for anything that helps anyone.
$20 million.
Except to make their balance sheet look better. And they don't turn over pedophiles.
Dollars.
What is David trying to say there?
Multi-million dollars.
Multi-million dollars, okay.
Multi-mat-million dollars?
Multi-million dollars.
I mean, what is the point of these churches holding on to billions and billions of dollars and having all these assets and building this giant portfolio of wealth when there's all these people that need help?
Yeah, like and the poor. And yeah.
When you tithe, what's that, 10%?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
You're gross. Mm-hmm. You're gross.
Yeah, that's right. It's supposed to be the gross.
Yeah, gross, yeah. Not now.
Right. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
As if anybody does that.
If I was giving 10% of my income, well, I think a lot of them do. I think they're almost forced to. There's pressure to do that. But if you thought your money was going to buy some empty building in another country so that they could avoid any taxes and avoid giving it to anyone who needs the help, mm-hmm. I don't think I'd fucking tithe.
But God wants you to.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, because they talk to God and you don't.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
I don't know. I really am so confounded with a lot of churches right now, and just when you see all this BS going on and these pedophiles and they have these tax exemptions and on and on and on.
Well, David Trump, he wouldn't get mixed up in this monopoly scam. He doesn't even go to McDonald's.
The service areas offer Burger King.
David. I wonder if he's worried. I wonder how the New Jersey Turnpike is handling coronavirus. So he might be time for a call. It's a
pretty good question. No, I think it's a fair question.
Hey, he works in the public service industry. He used to answer that question.
It's a new decade. It's a new year. It's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at DealsInAD.com. Start Something New event, during which you can lease a new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeeps, how about the limited, the Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive, around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you back in a new ride for the new year. Be sure to check out their deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Now, today, the stock market was up, how many, 900 points?
Oh, 1,100.
1,100 points.
Huge day.
You know, it was a crazy day.
Fun ride.
I woke up and I saw... I was just lying in bed and half watching some morning shows, and I flipped over at maybe 10 o'clock, and, oh, it's up 450 points. I guess that's good, although it was down 2,000 yesterday. Yeah. And then I see it going backwards, and so, wait, 150 points?
Gone.
Zero, yeah, and it's gone, and it's in the negative territory. And then I turn it on 2 hours later, and it's up 300 and some, and it's flying up,
yeah.
And then... at 3 o'clock, I think it was up 700-800, and then it ends up 1,100.
Rally
up.
At the end was great.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like these chunks of wealth being earned and lost in single days. Yeah, yeah. And I can't get excited about making the market going up 1,100 points when it goes down 2,000 the day before.
Yeah, but
$20 million.
Look what it did last year. I mean, we're basically where we were in June of last year now.
It seems so hard to believe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that just tells you how insanely good the market's
was
been.
Last year, yeah.
And of all the things to screw up the market, a pandemic. I mean, who was thinking about a pandemic?
I know.
I mean, I heard a lot of things. The deficit! And, you know, all these myriad of things that are going to bring down the economy or take us into another recession. But I never heard anyone suggest a pandemic could do it.
It's crazy.
Or would do it. And I finally heard something I wanted to hear yesterday about that, where someone was talking about, I think it was on CNBC, about how, you know, how damaging this is to the economy in the short run, for the transportation industry, for the energy industry, and, you know, and there's a lot of tie-ins. And
once again, take the hit in the short run, and hopefully the long run will be better.
But it could be a very brief recession,
mm-hmm.
and V-shaped, but... the point that was made when they were talking economics and health was that, you know, this is really the first pandemic the stock market has faced, but it's a pandemic that is controllable, which would be the first controlled pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Is it officially a pandemic yet?
No, I don't think it is. But I think, you know, at worst case scenario, which the market always bakes in.
Yeah.
I
mean, so, it's already way more than SARS or MRSA. Or MERS.
Yeah, well, according to the CDC, there are two current pandemics. One of them is HIV/AIDS, mm-hmm. and one of them is the current coronavirus disease 2019.
How many people have died from vending machines since you last checked?
Drew,
he was already yelling at me before the show. I was very scared.
I'm glad you asked. On average, right now in the United States, just two. So with the coronavirus killing 27 Americans as of March 10th. 28 in the year of our Lord, 2020. 28. Now, let's put a couple other things in perspective here. 1,600 people, they fall down the stairs and they die each year in the United States alone. That's not worldwide. That's just in the United States.
1,600?
1,600 falls off stairs. Yeah. Stairs.
Well, most of those are just Larry Fortensky himself.
450 people.
There's quite a few people I kind of wish would fall down the stairs that I didn't think that was a reasonable...
most of them are Larry Fortensky and the guy from the staircase's wives.
450 people killed falling out of bed. 700 from riding bicycles.
Wait, how many people die from falling out of bed?
450.
Wow.
Per year. This is according to the World Wide Web that I looked at.
So,
75 people a year in the United States die from lawnmowers. That's way more than coronavirus so far. 20 people die from falling 75. TV sets. 20 people die from swing sets.
So my question for you, are you ever going to put Maddie on a swing set?
I just did the other day. 9 people die per day texting and driving. Texting and driving. 9 per day.
You're not supposed to do that either. Let me ask you this, though. This is the question I asked you before the show. Do you think it's going to stay at 28 deaths?
I mean, I think it'll go a little bit higher, but I don't think we're looking at thousands. I really don't think not at all.
By the way, Italy's at 631, and we're about 10 days
631
behind.
Deaths?
In Italy, yeah.
How many people have the virus in Italy?
10,149.
Is that number, how much is that up in the last couple of days?
I don't know. They've had 724 recover so far.
That's all?
Huh?
Wow.
7.7 billion people, and we have 4,100.
But that's why you need to contain it so it doesn't mutate. You got to kill it off because when it gets warm, if it can mutate and stay alive during the warm months, it's going to be around for a while.
It's the uncertainty, and that's what the stock market hates uncertainty.
Anything, exactly.
No, it's the freaking panic. I don't remember the panic during... I remember seeing stories about H1N1, about swine flu. I remember that.
Totally different, though.
Why does it have to be totally different?
Because that's an influenza. This is a coronavirus.
It still gets you sick. And you know what today's big headline in New Jersey was? Hey, Jersey's first person of coronavirus has died.
You know what the death rate is,
and then
though,
when
of
you
H1N1?
Read the second sentence,
so they're one for one.
The second sentence says, yeah, he was 70 years old. He had emphysema and diabetes and several other ailments.
Okay, so it's okay if older people
die.
No,
Mark, I'm not saying it's okay
if it's only a small number of people.
I acknowledge that it exists. Well, I think there's a hysteria going on.
I just want to know what
you
the brand...
You have people panicking and grabbing every single toilet paper to the point where you can't
stupid.
Even buy any. Because the media is cranking out every single day. The media is cranking out
So the media shouldn't report anything on it?
No, they should panic and make
I don't know that it should be the lead story every day on every newscast on every station.
It absolutely should be.
To a certain point, I don't know. If the CDC gets the information out...
When there's people in Memphis that don't even know what it is, and you have to remind people to wash their hands...
Are those people going
to
ever know what it is?
Well, they do now.
Well, yeah, because somebody told them.
So what do you want the lead story to be instead?
I don't have any desire for something to be the lead story. I just don't know that unless there's something unique today, whether it should be the lead story everywhere on TMZ, on everything, it's a lead story. It's not the first thing I want to talk about every day.
But there is
unless it's really going to, knock out a lot of people. But I thought what Dr. Drew said made a lot of sense, that, we have our instructions, which are older people should really be concerned about being in crowds.
Exactly.
They should be concerned about traveling, via whether it's airplane or cruise ship or whatever, because there's a crowd. Maybe you don't want to go to that concert that you thought you wanted to go to. Just take obvious precautions. Wash your hands. I mean, that's not that much. It's not like you need to know that much.
People should be washing their hands anyway. The biggest thing, though, 4,100. I don't see that as a massive number. 200 plus 1,000 died of swine flu. 200,000. That's a lot more than 4,100.
What year was the swine flu?
2009.
It's also a kill rate of 0.02%.
Ebola killed over 11,000, according to the CDC.
Well, but we don't really know all the kill rates necessarily.
So, Mark, are you saying right now that you think that this is going to kill 100,000 people? Do you really think that?
I think it could have the potential to, so I would rather minimize. I mean, what's the brandometer on how many deaths are okay?
4,100 in a six-month time?
That's in the world, though. That's in the entire world.
That is in the entire world. I don't think that's a huge number.
No,
don't.
But I think the idea is to minimize the amount of people that die.
And I think it will be minimized, because especially in the United States when the warmer weather comes, hey, they'll still be working on it when the warmer weather.
But that's what I just said.
If the Big Ten were playing basketball in front of a big crowd,
it's already mutated.
It could be minimized.
Oh, so you think it's going to mutate?
It already has.
You don't know. You're guessing.
It already has.
You don't know what's going to come back in the fall. You're guessing.
Okay, so just forget about it then.
Well, no, I think that you're buying into the hysteria.
I'm not buying in that. I'm not going out and buying.
You sure seem to defend it a lot. I just don't think 4,100 people that died is a lot of people in 6 months.
So
I find a lot of the lead stories are,
so
there's a case in New Jersey. There's a case in North Carolina. It's like,
to show that it's everywhere.
This crazy excitement. Well, but people are transported from here to there, and they had it here, and they got it there, and now they're here.
Let's get Coachella going again. Let's get South by Southwest going again.
No, I think that's exactly the point, is that by canceling these things, we're making it go away faster.
That's all I want.
But some people aren't canceling things because of the money.
You're not going to get people to stop touching their faces. You're not going to get people to stop traveling to go to where they need to go to work.
Yeah, so
they
keep wash them away, their hands.
But,
and
you can,
they,
but you can, though.
They do these things less. They'll probably have a better chance of not having a problem.
Everything's going to be fine.
You can minimize people from going to work.
Everything's going to be fine. I'm serious.
Yeah, because we're taking steps.
And, you know, places like New York, it is more dramatic in New York. There's 9 million people in a very small area. So, I got to tell you, I was kidding with Trudy. I'm sure Trudy's fine, but I wouldn't have gone to a Red Wings game the other night. I just, at my age, I don't want to be in that crowd for a team that's not winning.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was Cup Finals, then, that's a risk analysis I have to make. How bad do I want to see that game? Michigan, chances are there's a much better chance of seeing it.
Hey, if Michigan somehow amazingly, surprisingly makes it to the Final Four, I'm thinking about going.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people will if they'll allow crowds to be there. Which doesn't seem like the March Madness gives a shit.
There's too many idiots like me that would risk it.
Oh, yeah, I think there's a lot of people that would go. But, are there a lot of people who are 75 and are medically compromised who would go? Probably not. Hopefully not. Because those are the people that really have to worry.
But it's not about that. It's the person that goes and gets it and brings it home and goes and hangs out with their parents.
Well, and that's about that's an individual thing. Yeah, I mean, it's always an individual thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Call me selfish. I'm bored with the coronavirus. I hate the coronavirus.
I'm getting coroned out.
Coronavirus
myself.
Can piss off.
I would like. By it.
I would feel really good if the number dropped or stayed the same for a day or two. That would be really nice to see.
Stabilize.
And we'll get there. I guarantee
I was trying to ask earlier. Do you know how many cases? Because it seems to me like a couple days ago it was 106,000, and now it's 114,000?
You mean worldwide?
17,000,
118,000.
So, I mean, that's like
4,200
10,000 cases in 2.5 days. I mean, that's really that's pretty good containment.
The good news is mainland China hasn't had many new cases because they shut everything down and contained it. Italy was next, and Iran. And we're just catching up. France is going to be the next big one, and then Germany,
well, maybe,
and then us.
Maybe we'll shut down enough things, or we'll avoid the right people, avoid the crowds, and maybe we'll never get to that.
That's my only point, but there's too many people that are like, fuck that, I'm going to see this or do that.
And if people put events on where large crowds are gathered, and we know there are enough dopes. I mean, there's a guy that got coronavirus and said, I'm going to the bars to spread it.
Oh, yeah. Where was he at? In Australia, though?
Was he in...
I don't know if he was local, but he wasn't local.
No,
how about the guy in the U.S., the most selfish man in America, who was supposed to be self quarantining, but he said, "I got a daddy daughter dance to go to." Goes to the daddy daughter dance. His oldest daughter just tested positive for coronavirus.
Nice going.
And now the school's totally shut down, and they have to disinfect everything. So now you're talking about
thanks this, a lot, Dick.
Here's my other problem. My real problem with it is the economic cost to that local area to have to clean all that shit up.
Well, that's why GDP may go down. Supply lines may be made more difficult. There's a lot of results that can happen.
And it's not just the number of deaths. It's the number of people that are going to be hospitalized, too. I mean, that's a big problem.
It's expensive, too.
Well, I think the mass hysteria of the media is going to make it so anytime anybody who gets the flu is going to rush into the hospital and say, oh, my God, I got the coronavirus. And then they're going to put themselves at risk. And then you know what? They probably don't have coronavirus because they have the normal flu. Because the regular seasonal flu kills 300 to 650,000 people.
Did you get a flu shot this year?
Of course I did.
Drew?
I didn't. Can I still get one?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah,
well,
you can always get
one. I think you're not supposed to get it when you're sick, are you?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
Does not.
Oh,
matter.
I didn't know that.
No,
I can just go to the pharmacy and get
one. It's a myth. Yeah. Super easy. Everyone should.
All this chitter chatter about all of this is the kind of thing that you might want to sit down with Luke Nowacki, and this may be a heck of a buying opportunity because it is like money is on sale. It's a good 17% less to buy stocks for big solid winners like Apple. I don't know how much Apple is down. We're talking about Marathon Oil. They were down 46%.
They had a big day today, though.
They did?
Yeah, a lot of
there was the opportunity yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody probably made a lot of money today.
Well, all the FANG stocks, too. Facebook, Apple, Google, Alphabet, Amazon. Amazon really didn't get hurt that bad. I mean, relatively.
Yeah, it's because they sold out all their stock of toilet paper and hand Purell.
Well, I know a lot of people, though, who honestly are looking for opportunities.
Not only that, Amazon's going to get some cheap fuel to deliver.
people who have felt that, oh, I can't buy Apple, I missed the boat. Well, maybe you can catch the boat when they lose, you know, X percent in a week and a half, and you go, well, maybe I will buy some Apple, or maybe I will buy a mutual
Just
fund.
Just ask
that
Luke,
has.
He'll know.
Yeah, talk to Luke Nowacki. He's, believe
Jim
me,
Apple.
I'm sure he is up and down and sideways with this thing, watching every angle, and usually guys like him like opportunities when the market takes bounces, which drives people like me crazy, but that's what they do. 248-663-4748 might be a good time to look at your financial future and maybe some investing opportunities, or maybe your 401k is not aggressive enough, or maybe it's too aggressive for your age if you're older. Call Luke, 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Good morning, America is keeping the public out of their studios for their tapings.
Oh.
They just want everyone to know that. I imagine they're going to do a story on it tomorrow, too.
Well, it's a way to get a little bit of media coverage for
View,
your show.
The View will have no audience. Live with Kelly and Ryan will have no audience.
Now it's a shtick. Now it's shtick.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, Wendy Williams, I heard her talking about it. I mean, isn't it just shtick now? I mean, what is that, 200 people?
Yeah. But the Late Late Show with James Corden is monitoring the situation with guidance by the CDC. I did notice I put on Colbert yesterday. And he usually runs out and slaps high fives, kind of like Leno used to. He didn't do it yesterday. Honestly, it was the only reason I put it on, to see if he would do it. And he didn't do it.
I think it's interesting to find out just how greedy certain animals are, like the NBA and the NCAA, because it would be so easy right now to say, you know what, just to take precautions. Yes. And if indeed this is a serious pandemic that we want to be proactive. We want to do the right thing and make sure, even if the chance is only 5% that we're doing the wrong thing, we would rather play just on TV and not in person, just to try to help get through this thing without spreading this virus.
Don't you?
But they're not doing that because there's so much money involved.
Couldn't they buy some goodwill too by just doing that?
Sure, they could.
This better not affect my fantasy baseball season, so help me God.
Oh, I mean, I guarantee you opening day will be pushed back. It will.
It's not that far away. That's the problem.
It's the end of March, March 26th.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 weeks away.
3 weeks. What is opening day this year?
I thought it was the 26th.
Of March?
I thought.
The 26th?
I mean, for Major League Baseball, I don't know when the Tigers is.
Yeah, they've been really stretching the schedule. You don't see too many back-to-backs.
That is so early.
Or, of course, double headers.
All 30 teams playing March 26th. You're telling me that they're going to play on that day?
I have a fantasy baseball team to manage, and they better get their asses out there and play for me that day.
Yeah, who cares if some old people die?
Brandon, you want to play? Let's take a look at The Bachelor from Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Because there isn't just a ton of news.
Our buddy Jerry was just on the nightly news.
Oh,
not,
Jerry was?
Not him, the story, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Should we see how Jerry got covered?
Sure. Hang on. Let me go back.
Where's Jerry? What town is Jerry from, by the way? Do we know?
I don't know. If you wanna, are you doxing him?
Jerry Wayne? No. No, I was just curious.
I want to
see. I mean, he's obviously a UAW guy from, I just don't know how far back he goes.
Isn't Biden just going to destroy today?
I want to say Belleville.
Yes, I think so.
All right, here you go.
Battleground Michigan, a tense confrontation. Joe Biden cursing at an auto worker who went after his views on guns.
Shush.
I support the Second Amendment. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
Biden, who supports banning assault weapons, pulled no punches as he toured a Detroit auto plant.
Take your AR.
The former
Biden
vice president is looking
horse's
to
ass.
Deliver another blow to Bernie Sanders' campaign after key endorsements from his former rivals. Michigan, with its 125 delegates, is among the six states up for.
Hey, do we have?
Did you vote today?
No, I didn't. Do we have ABC's ABC News? Or I don't think we record that, do we?
No, we don't.
I don't think we do.
Yeah, you do not.
Okay.
But you do have The Bachelor.
I cannot get over that he said you're full of shit and you're a horse's ass to a guy at a UAW
pretty stupid
workplace.
Pretty stupid. And
I'm not sure why, you know, why does it seem like, I don't know, I think it's in some ways it's kind of silly that his workmates would be upset with him, I guess just because he mentioned the union. I mean, doesn't...
Well, I
he
wonder,
certainly represents a lot of people with that view. Whether you like it or I like it or not.
But they don't want him speaking on an official capacity. I think he made that clear in the interview with the, when he said that multiple times.
Oh, and he said it twice.
I get why.
So, you know, he's walked that back. But if a presidential candidate is going to show up, you know, and you're going to disrupt a workplace because you want to be on TV that night, which is what he wants.
If you're going to use that as a photo op, they have all the right to ask you questions.
And I just don't think it was an unfair question. I'm not saying necessarily that I think
agree with them or disagree.
Easy question,
no, it's a question
to answer, or I don't know. I just to see him get that hot headed. He was all hot headed. That guy that asked about Hunter Biden.
Oh, he's got dementia.
He's a real asshole.
He's losing it.
I don't remember him being this angry.
Oh,
you know,
I
the girl
know.
About the caucuses, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You've never voted in a caucus, have you?
That was weird.
It was very strange. I would think, and maybe it's trending on Twitter, but I would think this whole hushing, the way he talked to his aide, it's pretty fucking rude.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it would.
Who said that?
I would never cancel someone over something small, but I'm surprised if there's no thing about that.
Well, there's always a thing.
Well, I know. I haven't seen anything. I haven't really looked for it.
No.
I mean, it was really...
I mean, he is
Joe didn't handle the heat very well.
No.
But The Bachelor...
Did The Bachelor...
Shit.
The Bachelor...
Is this the finale? Where are we at on this show?
The funniest thing about The Bachelor... Okay, we're down to the last two. Madison the Virgin, who is the biggest pain in the ass.
She is not. She is so hot.
She is a huge... Yeah, she's very hot, but
she's not a pain in the ass. No, she's not a pain in the ass. She just said, hey, listen, don't really put me through if you bang the other two chicks because I just don't
want
that.
It's The Bachelor!
Why are you on the show then?
I completely understand.
The Bachelor!
So he should not have picked her. Instead, he picked her.
Well, then she should decline it.
So now they have a problem.
He said, are you sure you want a rose? Yes.
Now the producers have a problem. They have to figure out, okay, what do we do? How do we salvage the last few episodes? Because we want to crank out 15 more hours of content. We have this one chick who's madly in love with him. He'll do anything he wants. We have this other chick.
Yeah, he can bang anyone he wants to, and as long as he picks her in the end, she's fine with it.
Hannah Ann literally told him, like, hey, by the way, go ahead and bang all these other chicks. And he was like, oh,
okay. As long as you pick me, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. So anyway, Madison, she doesn't want anything to do with him anymore. She's done. She's finished with this. She's like, all right, let's go. So technically, you should end the show. Well, they have to do Meet the Parents now.
Well, yeah, they should. He should have told Hannah Ann, oh, Madison's out. I guess it's you. But of course, no, they don't do that.
Instead,
the game's over.
Both of the girls have to, you know, meet the parents separately. Hannah Ann goes first, and hey, you know, she's all bubbly. I'll do anything for Peter. Oh my God, I love him so much.
Oh, they're crazy about him.
Yeah, they like her. Even though she's kind of stupid. He likes Madison because she's hotter and didn't put out.
Yeah, because it's what he can't have now.
Forbidden
fruit. Madison meets the family, and she pretty much just says, all right, the whole family is sitting around, mom, dad, brother, Peter. She goes, you know what really made me mad was when he was nailing other chicks, which is a weird
narc
conversation to have.
Who the fuck talks to possibly their future in-law, mother and father-in-law, and talks about their son banging other chicks?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I'd lose my mind. I'd be jumping out of my skin if I was in that room when that was going on.
So the clip we're going to play, basically what's going on is the family made up their mind. We like Hannah. We met her for 20 minutes. She's nice. This other chick, she didn't put out. You like having
she doesn't
sex.
Like you partying. She's just a big neg. She's going to nag the shit out of you. You like her because she's hot, but she's going to be a pain in the ass. You're going to be sick of fucking her after a while.
And since
somebody
he's
is
so in love with this chick that doesn't want him anymore, his family gets very, very upset.
His mom loses her shit.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Boy, okay.
This is pretty funny, actually. I've never seen it.
There's been no hiccups.
You would say there's no hiccups.
That's until his brother.
Until this. And
future
that's
bachelor.
Everyone just caught up on this. And I can see past this. I'm not someone that
that's
just gets
bachelor?
Caught up in this.
Yeah, yeah, that's Peter.
Peter, we're not pushing you.
I'm just being real.
Would you rather us lead you down the wrong road?
I hear you guys, but you guys also have to trust me as much as I trust you guys. And you guys have not been dating these girls.
Here goes
the
mom.
Last
here comes the waterworks.
His brother's a future bachelor.
Why is the brother so involved in this?
I know. No, Mark. And the brother also gets into things. Well, you know, in your relationships.
Who do you think he is, Aaron Rodgers?
You really need a lot of physical activity in relationships. I'm like, what, does his brother watch them screw every time? Is he a sexual notary public like Quincy Jones?
I bet you anything, they've double teamed a chick together.
Probably with the mom's permission. The mom would approve it. Watch the mom. Look at the mom starts bawling. Why are you crying? Look, she's shaking. She's losing it.
Why?
Anne loves you with all of her heart. Don't let her go. Don't let her go.
Boy, yeah, boy.
Bring her home. Bring her home to us.
What?
To us?
We will welcome her with open arms. We will welcome her with all the love in the world.
She's not going to love with
you.
All
the love in the world. She's a dream come true. Really? And God has placed her there for you.
What?
I mean, pause for a second. I just want to drop a bomb on that room right now. This is so incredibly awkward. I would do anything to end it, even as a viewer.
I got
to
tell you, the Bachelor feels that way, too.
He does. And Elvis would shoot out the TV. He would. He would absolutely pull out a pistol and he would shoot out the TV. It's so awkward.
Shouldn't this argument end with, I'm the one dating her. You know, guys don't know her like I know her.
I don't know. Why
is
his mother talking?
She
also keeps saying, I don't think she said it here, but she said, God has put Hannah Ann in your path. And
I guess mom do knows best.
God watches The Bachelor?
God loves The Bachelor. It's
that's
his favorite
thing,
show.
Is the family is like, oh, Maddie loves Jesus. She's a Jesus freak.
They're kind
her.
Of freaked out by it.
We don't like her. Gosh, oh, she's saving herself for marriage. She loves religion so much. And then the next breath, but God came to me in a dream and said, Hannah Ann's the one for you. It's so stupid.
Let her roll.
Stories are made out of someone that is so madly in love with you.
You gotta stop doing this.
I'm crying.
No, but you gotta stop doing this right now. You don't know how bad this is. You gotta stop doing this.
I can't stop.
No, but you gotta stop. Like, it's literally destroying me right now. It pushed me so you have no idea.
Peter, I don't want to do that, but I have emotions.
Okay,
I have feelings.
But you can't be doing it. Like, come on. This is insane right now.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Please don't do that to me.
I would like to point out that his dad has been sitting there silent the whole time because he so doesn't care, does he?
Dad wants to nail Hannah Ann so bad.
Dad's pretty soft.
Oh, he is?
He's pretty soft.
Oh, I thought he was embarrassed by that. I feel like he's like, oh boy, the boys down at the club are going to make fun of me for this one.
Well, that's possible too. When Peter was on The Bachelorette,
yeah,
and he brought Hannah home,
yeah,
the father was just bawling his eyes out. And actually, I took a picture of the TV.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Tweeted out that incredible. I've never seen anyone cry so hard in my life.
That's 14 times last night. You live.
In other words, a lot to tweet about. I just was looking at my last tweet, which was I took a picture of Chris Harrison. Look how wigged out Chris Harrison is by all the drama. He's got wrinkles, giant wrinkles. I mean, he's making his forehead. He hasn't shaved in days.
And that guy's seen it all.
And I point out that look at this. Told this dramatic finale has had on Chris H. He can't even shave. Plus, he did the fake death-defying walk over the volcano. Hashtag Bachelor.
I love the response from
what
Kennedy.
What a stressful week.
Kennedy pops in and goes,
Kennedy did?
I think he looks pretty hot.
Ooh, Harrison?
She did. I think he looks kind of hot.
Oh. That's funny. I didn't realize that is the dad that we laughed at last year.
Yeah, he was bawling. Okay, play a little more.
Ha! That's my dad.
I trust you. I trust you with all of my heart, because I love you with all of my heart. I love you so much.
The mom just loves things too much.
Yeah, she has too much love.
I don't have their support with Madison. It sucks. It really sucks.
Well, Madison sucks.
I tried, and maybe I didn't do a good enough job, but I tried to explain to them why she meant so much to me. Why I ended up
with her. That's pretty much it.
They just
okay.
I saw this guy cry one time.
Madison and Peter went on this last date, and it's like in the desert or something, and they're swatting flies away constantly while she bitches at him about how they don't have that much in common after all. Ugh. And I took a picture of them. They both look kind of down, and said, I'm going to walk away so you can have what you want, a fantasy suite whore!
Nice.
And then, I don't like flies.
Then I thought this was one of my favorite tweets of all time. See this picture of him?
Yeah.
Very it's a really artsy, pensive picture of him after she's driving away. And I tweeted, will you change your mind if you see me crying in this really artsy shot when it airs? Hashtag Bachelor Nation.
Bitch, cunt, whore.
And I think she's already seen it because I think she's coming back tonight.
So who's left on this show?
It's just Hannah.
Oh, really?
Just one. But there's going to be a twist. You know, they're going to convince What's-Her-Butt Madison to drive in there, and he's going to have to make another decision. It's stupid.
Hey, fun fact. Did you know that live studio audience, I just saw them with Harrison, they all had to sign coronavirus non-disclosure agreements or something? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, let me find that story. Everybody was screened and had to sign, or not a non-disclosure, but a waiver.
Oh, God. So that they got it at the Bachelor finale?
Yeah,
the Bachelor's
no liability. Believed. Can you believe that?
I don't know how many people are watching this, but if you are, the thing that's driving me crazy about Madison was those stupid eyelashes, the fake eyelashes.
Ooh, where are they at? Where at?
Brandon, can you pop her up?
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, it should be right around here.
What's wrong with those eyelashes?
Man, once she starts crying, they get very clumpy.
She's hot.
Dude,
she's
so
gorgeous.
Hot.
Like, I want this so bad, but I think I have to be, like, realistic. Like, I have to think about, like, what's smart, like what's wise, and like think about life.
Yeah, what's wise is
this,
that everything is done your way.
Ugh.
And like compatibility, like I have to think about those things, you know.
Ugh. When she
can't be compatible if he banged other chicks, is what she's saying.
When she opens her eyes, that's when you can see how thick they get.
I thought it was funny that they're flying in the chopper because, of course, she's a pilot. So he has to
Was he actually flying it?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
But he had pointed out that this area was super spiritual for the indigenous people. So anyway, I tweeted out the picture of him with that on the screen. Super spiritual for indigenous people out there. Tour guide Pete, super spiritual for the indigenous people. He is so deep. Madison Thought Bubble, you weren't worried about the indigenous people, the fantasy suite with those whores?
I think she's as Native American as I am.
She's so bummed about the whores. Now she's trying to act as if, I don't care about the other shit that you like either.
I thought that revelation, that thing she admitted to last night was pretty amazing.
I haven't gobbled 1,000 cocks like you think I have. I was trying to impress you.
I don't think she has any desire to have sex either. I don't think she's in a hurry to have sex.
No, that's why she was not announced as the next Bachelorette, is because they know this chick's not going to kiss anybody. This chick's not going to put out three times in the fantasy suite.
No.
It's going to be boring TV. So they gave it to the, what's that, the 38-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. Little Miss Slut.
Exactly.
Here's her eyelashes, Mark. Look at this picture.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Isn't that stupid?
That's not a good look.
Ridiculous.
No.
They look like spiders. Don't they?
Yeah. Ugh.
She's got beautiful blue eyes. I mean, they're both.
I just felt a gush, so I need to go buy some Tamps and go lay down.
Oh, I just noticed. Have you heard of Thunderstruck as a drinking song? No, 62%.
Whoa, yikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, here's another quote from Madison.
I have regular woman panties where the string goes up my crack. I have tits. I do sex.
See? She's stating her case.
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
Oh, my God. She's such a drag.
No, she's not.
She is. I mean, she's super hot, but you got to spend time
with
her.
It's a personality, yeah.
Peter's just bummed. He's like, I didn't know you'd leave if I banged the other two.
I really wonder, what do you think Peter likes about her so much?
That she won't put out.
Her butt.
And that he can't get up in
besides
it.
Besides that, because that any guy would
You mean her personality?
Yeah. What
I don't know
he
enough
like
about her.
Brandon, can you think of one thing he really likes about her? I mean, I think he liked her when she was kissing his ass because she wanted to win The Bachelor.
She's gorgeous. She's... athletic. She's smart. I don't know. She's she's the best one out of all of them.
I love you, Peter.
I think she's the kind of chick who, she has a promise ring from her father that she won't bone anyone.
Ew.
That's weird.
I think it's totally fucking weird. And I think that
she's saving herself for her father is what it sounds like.
Could be. I think that she probably, knowing her, she's told her, yeah, he fucked these other two women in the fantasy suites, and I want to be a virgin, and I told him not to do it, and he did it anyway.
Well,
I mean, don't you think she'd be sharing that with her parents, Brandon?
Nice.
I think she'll be sharing all his faults with her parents.
Well, with her parents?
Because I think her parents are closer to her than anyone else will ever be.
Sounds like her dad definitely is.
Yeah. I mean, she's not allowed to put out without his permission. It's pretty weird. I mean, it's like the T.I. of The Bachelor.
During that scene, too, where they were, quote-unquote, breaking up with flies all over him, people noticed that she had, like, written Bible verses all over her hands. They zoomed in on him.
Wait, yeah. Like a tattoo?
She wrote them. I don't think it's a tattoo.
By the way, his family noticed how religious she is, and they were like, yeah, you know, you're really spiritual, but you're not that religious. I mean, they really wanted this chick out the door. They know she is bad news for him. It's just somebody he wants to mark, and then probably, I would think by the second contraction, he'd be over. And I don't think it'd be that good either.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
I don't know. She's pretty hot.
Until the second contraction.
Yeah, no thanks.
Did you guys see the JFK story?
Oh, about his tight?
He had laryngitis, and so he had to write notes for, I think it was 3 or 4 days during the campaign, and they apparently auctioned these notes off a long time ago, and someone has made them available, so...
Ain't nobody got time for that!
So people are reading his notes, and among the things... He's admitting that, you know, he could certainly get in trouble for all the chicks he's nailed.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's really into blondes.
Yep.
And that's, you know, he married a Jackie, which is kind of a bummer. But they also referenced something in the notes about Audrey Hepburn.
Really? He nailed Audrey Hepburn?
Can you Google Audrey Hepburn, John F. Kennedy? I got the feeling he nailed her.
Wasn't she on the...
Check out Who Dated Who?
Yeah, good point.
I'm pretty sure she was on there. We mentioned her the other day.
If Who Dated Who is right, is updated immediately, if they're as freshly updated as they should be, they probably will have her on there, because I think that's what they were
on there.
She's right there, number 55.
Was she always on there?
Yeah.
Well done.
He nailed her in 1962.
Son of a bitch.
In that
she
same
was
year.
So hot.
God, 1962 was a good year for him, because he banged Marilyn Monroe, Grace Kelly, Marlene Dietrich.
Yeah, Grace Kelly. Again, she gets married like, what's her name, Megan, to this prince. And she gives up all her movie roles, but does she give up American Dick? No.
Did you see
got plowed by a lot of people.
Did you see the big controversy with Megan today?
Oh, no, what happened with Megan?
It was their final royal duty thing in England today, and they were snubbed by the Queen.
Good.
Inside Edition had a great story on it. I don't even know what the stupid event was that they
were at. It's not they're all stupid events. When they got the standing ovation on Friday, I was like, for what?
Yeah, but this is a real, like, royal event.
I know, but they don't do anything.
I know. There's a lot of pomp and grandeur. It's their mascots, Drew.
I know, but so that doesn't mean they're so great that everyone has to kiss their ass. And they're not mascots anymore. They've relinquished their mascot job.
I know.
Job.
Boy, is the Queen not going to let him forget that.
He's sixth in line. Sixth. He's never going to be the king.
And she'll never be in line.
No.
What about Archie? Oh, here you go.
Archie left home, so Philip can't possibly see him before he dies.
Perhaps trying to recover from what has been almost everyone
that
says
green thing
a disastrous
is stupid, isn't
end
it?
To their
Look
final
what she's
visit
wearing.
Back to England.
The Fab Four reunion is being described today as a PR disaster after Meghan and Harry were given the cold shoulder at Westminster Abbey. The runaway royals were also reportedly emotional and upset about the decision that barred them from walking in the Queen's procession.
Oh, fuck yourself.
We
spoke to
British
that was your decision.
Wait, I thought they didn't want to be royalty.
Yeah,
so what's the big fucking deal? What do you mean they were snubbed? What if they want to be in processions, then they should stay over there.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
Make up your mind, Markle. I love that the Queen snubbed.
And that green thing today was enough.
What do they go on going? Oh, we got so screwed today. We weren't in the royal procession. Oh my God!
...as a PR disaster after Meghan and Harry were given the cold shoulder at Westminster Abbey. The runaway royals were also reportedly emotional and upset about the decision that barred them from walking in the Queen's procession. We spoke to British TV personality Amanda Holden.
That is the Queen saying, this is where it starts. You know, you're welcome to be part of the family. We love you, but I still rule here and I make the rules.
In an attempt to defuse the tense situation in the 11th hour, William offered to join his brother and sister-in-law at their seats instead of walking in the procession as had been planned. Today, the British press is piling on, calling the reunion cold and super awkward.
They keep looping
neither
the part
couple
where he
seemed
sits
eager
down.
To interact with each other. Blame is going in all directions.
Awkward.
William and Kate for their frosty greetings, and Meghan and Harry for how they handled their royal exit.
They're actually behaving quite selfishly.
Well,
Sometimes you can say, you've got to earn support. You have to earn respect.
Mm.
I'm not sure that they've earned much respect in their antics in the last year.
Everything's very passionate about Harry. I think he leads with his heart, very much like his mum, Diana.
Oh, Jesus.
With his head, like perhaps William. And I think that's where the friction has happened.
In what's being seen as an olive branch, William and Kate posted photos of Meghan and Harry on their Instagram page. Meghan is earning praise for her gorgeous green dress, a touching tribute
like
to her
shit.
Late mother-in-law, Princess Diana, who wore an emerald maternity dress
matching
fascinator in 1982.
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
What a dumb story.
Oh my God, the stupidity. It really is incredible, isn't it?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Now what?
Hunter Biden?
Yeah?
Is using the coronavirus outbreak to get out of the deposition in his child support case.
Are you kidding me?
He has claimed it is unsafe for him to travel to Arkansas.
Where's Hunter?
He could drive there.
He was scheduled to appear tomorrow.
Oh my God, he is such a dick.
But remember,
he's already delayed this thing.
Remember.
For months.
His wife is pregnant.
Oh,
the soon-to-be-born baby is at risk for the coronavirus.
Wait,
travel restrictions have been implemented
at risk?
Domestically and internationally, particularly on airlines, due to the coronavirus, his attorney wrote in documents that were filed today. Setting aside personal endangerment, Biden reasonably believes that such travel is unnecessary, exposes his wife and unborn child to this virus. Because he also lives in California. By the way, he lives in California. He should probably get out of California because there's been a bunch of...
The virus. Why don't you get in your car and drive there? Like the rental cars that you trash driving across the country, you ass. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of Hunter Biden. He'll do anything to put this off before the election.
No doubt. Isn't it funny, though? I'm going to start using the coronavirus as an excuse to get out of things. I give Hunter Biden credit. He's the first one to use it to get out of stuff.
He has missed. He's missed like four deadlines to file financial paperwork in this child support case. Now, in my opinion, he should just negotiate a high amount and just pay it until his father's elected or not elected, and then go back.
There's a good story about him too. I gotta find. You'll appreciate it, and mainly because the picture they used, he's walking with his artwork.
Oh Jesus Christ!
To remind people that I'm now an artist.
He's missed several deadlines.
There's the picture.
Two court appearances. He can't seem to come up with his income the last 5 years. Just can't figure out what that number is. Unredacted copies
Hunter?
The judge has asked for unredacted copies of his tax returns. Can't come up with that.
Crazy.
Can't seem to come up with an address or a phone number either. The court does not have his address or phone number yet. Documents listing companies he owns. He's been asked for and has not replied. And also, he's tried to delay the deadline and deposition beyond April 1st, which is when the judge made the deadline. April 1st is the absolute deadline for this stuff, which they've pushed back multiple times. Mm. And the judge said the answer is no, that he's not delaying it anymore unless his head is on fire, his hair is on fire or something.
Yeah, that was today. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this guy. Biden's baby won't fail emotion.
I think that's pretty much the same thing.
Isn't she asking for Secret Service protection for the baby, too? Did she at one point? Or was that just the... Maybe they were just encouraging her to do that.
Where's Hunter?
Don Trump Jr. says he'll debate Hunter Biden and release his taxes.
Yeah. And the debate is about who has benefited more from the public job that their fathers perform, which, I mean, that's not even... Is that even a question?
that Hunter has benefited more from his dad being vice president.
Don Trump Jr. It's not like Don Trump Jr. has earned everything he has, not from government.
No, and that's his point. I mean, his dad has been in public service for 3 years, where Biden has been in public service for damn near 50.
Have you heard about the book that's coming out about the Biden family and all their connections to foreign governments and all this money they've made? His two brothers, Frank and Jim Biden, his daughter and his son-in-law, and the son-in-law was, I mean, they're all really murky and sound like bullshit, because Joe Biden goes over and meets with somebody in, France, and a couple months later, his son is named is added to the board of a company that he has no experience in. This is not Hunter. This is his brother, I believe. And he ends up, I don't remember what the amount was. It's some insane amount of money. But his son-in-law started a company with two other guys. And Joe Biden supposedly was on the phone with his daughter, who said that, and my husband and his partners are in town. And Biden asked to talk to him, and he said, oh yeah, my partners are in town. And Joe Biden said, well, we got to get him in here to meet Obama. And they went in and met with Obama. And anyway, shortly after that, they got some big deal, apparently, which netted the company a lot of money. And it's a government thing.
Interesting.
But the Page Six did a long story on the book. And it was so long, I felt like I can't even begin to. I mean, it was just. Although a couple of the explanations weren't that difficult. The daughter.
I think it's the Secret Empires book. How the American political class hides corruption and enriches family and friends. And yeah, it has examples from
Frank Biden.
From Biden, as well as, you know, Jared Kushner and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the book. Yeah, Jared Kushner just sold something for $25 million that he paid $5 million for, and supposedly he encouraged legislation that gave this, whatever it was, tax breaks.
I mean, that's going to be the counterpoint, isn't it? Because we know that, you know, if we see Biden and Trump in a debate,
two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand two wrongs don't make a right, but if you're going after him for Hunter Biden, I mean, all he's got to do is say Ivanka, Jared, your sons. They're all in government. They're leading the nation.
But I don't think they're getting giant salaries.
But see, they don't need salaries. I mean, if it's just a money thing, that's one thing. But, you know, these kids got high Hunter Biden,
they also have been to rehab 10 times, though. And they're not on an energy company in a foreign country that Joe Biden was the point man in Ukraine when all that was going on. He's admitted to himself. He says, no, I don't think I'd be on the board if my dad wasn't vice president.
Of course he wouldn't.
And every one of these stories about Frank Biden and his other brother and so on and so forth are, I think Joe's answer is, I don't talk to any of them about business. He just implies that I don't know anything. So whatever it is, it's okay. But yeah, it is. It's business as usual. It's all crap. The only thing that bothers me about Biden.
This is the same guy that wrote Clinton Cash. Remember that book?
Yeah, yeah. Was that in 2016?
It came out around then, yeah, when she was running.
The thing I hate about Hunter Biden, and all these people are scumbags, and I believe there's no more on the left than there is on the right, or on the right than there is on the left. They're all, I mean, and not to mention the people that leave office and become lobbyists and get paid tons of money to basically lobby against the U.S. government.
There's so much outrage in this country about the government, the federal government. There's so much outrage about the media, the mainstream media. Why is there no outrage about lobbyists?
I don't know. I think it's such an old topic.
There's
outrage
about corporations and paying their fair share, but there never seems to be any outrage about the people that really run things.
They're paid lots of money to lobby on behalf of things that do not benefit the American people.
No.
Like, you know, whether it's pharmaceutical lobbyists and insurance lobbyists and all the things that would have made Obamacare work so much better, and they basically let them have their way.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make a corollary to the right too, with whether it's the Second Amendment or gun makers, or I mean, there's just a myriad of things that just have all these lobbyists. And once those people are paid all this money to go and lobby their friends in the government, then it's not really about what people want. You know, unless it's going to cost them re-election or potentially cost them votes, they're going to do it for their friends.
It's really amazing.
Well, even if they're representing a foreign government, which they do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the JFK story, going back to JFK, they mentioned Lee Remick. Now, I didn't know he had boned Lee Remick. Do you know who she is?
No. Uh-uh. Right,
pull up a picture of Lee Remick. They put a really hot picture of her.
Remick?
R-E-M-I-C-K. Yeah, she is just a knockout. Ooh, I had no idea JFK nailed her.
She's very pretty. Nice eyes.
Look at her. Look at her body.
Oh, where's her body picture?
Look at that body.
Oh, that reminded me. Did you see the story about Playboy today?
What about Playboy?
Yeah.
No more Playmate of the Year. Instead, they're going to celebrate all the women that were Playmate of the Month. I forget the word they used. It was really annoying.
To avoid cancellation?
Yeah, I think it was to
continue publication.
To encourage inclusiveness. To which I thought, well, why don't you do that every month and celebrate every woman that wants to be in the magazine? 12. Why are you just celebrating the 12?
What I think is funny is,
I mean, it's a competition.
All these people like Victoria's Secret, which can't figure out where it's going, because Victoria's Secret has been all about these super hot babes and this television show where these super hot babes model this kinky lingerie.
That's not what killed Victoria's Secret. People stopped shopping there. People stopped buying their stuff.
Yeah, they were mostly in malls. What happened to malls?
But they canceled the TV show, which was successful because they felt sent the wrong message. And as all these people either feel pressure or are pressured to change their ways, again, I go, what about most social media and all this whoring out on social media and people just clicking, 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 and it's okay.
Well, not to mention
all the online magazines or all the online newspapers like the Daily Mail, which will have a real story about so-and-so shows tons of cleavage at blah, blah, blah.
Well, not to mention that. Although, I don't know, Victoria's Secret, there's all those stories about the weird culture there, which that's a whole other thing. But there are a lot of women that were on that show that wanted to be on that show. That's their job to be a model.
No, it's like we're supposed to feel sorry for Paulina Porizkova because she doesn't get as many modeling jobs as she did when she was 17. She was smoking hot. She was paid like $10,000 for a quarter of a second. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the money those chicks make when they're super hot. And they never complain. They don't go, oh, my God, look at these older women not getting as many jobs.
The only place to be a model anymore, apparently, is just Instagram. Here's what they said. A rep from the Playboy magazine tells Page Six that from now on it'll be replaced by Playmates of the Year, celebrating all 12 diverse Playmates of the Month from the previous year. It's a more inclusive celebration, they say.
Well, I also saw that Dolly Parton came out yesterday, or 2 days ago. She said she wanted to
put her in, man.
She wanted to be on the cover of that, and she wants to show those 75-year-old tubes before it's too late.
Why don't put her on?
I'll look at them.
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton.
That would be huge for the magazine.
Man, that checks her out.
They should call her out. Color bluff.
Well, she was on the cover in, 73 or something like
she
that.
She nude?
No.
That's false advertising.
She wasn't. In fact, she's one of the tough ones to find nudes.
Really?
According to my research.
I don't think you can find her nude.
It looks like this, by the way. That's her standing behind. Remember that joke?
Yes.
Her standing behind a tree. See you, Brandon?
Yeah, I do. It's a good one.
It's so stupid.
There's
big bust. Wow!
She's chesty.
Wait, what's there? She is nude?
Come on, these are fakes and you know it.
Who's that?
I don't know. God, so much nude. Did you see the tweet
to you, Drew? Where like, hey, I found the Katy Perry picture you were looking for.
Oh, that was so funny.
No, I didn't.
Someone tweeted at you because we were looking for Katy Perry's tubes.
Yeah.
And it's just a fake picture where they blew up her rack.
Oh, it was. I laughed really hard at that.
By the way, there's breaking big rack news in pop culture. Did you know that?
What?
You didn't see the new big rack that people didn't know existed that exists?
Oh,
the Hydra rack?
No. Who?
So a performer who is known for, you know, wearing baggy clothes and not...
Oh, Billie Eilish. Yeah, I saw.
She has a video at the beginning of her concert where she strips down.
Can you bring up a picture of her?
She strips down in these alleged name of body positivity.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's more to say, hey, man, I got a hot
body. I'm hot, too.
There's hotness underneath all these baggy clothes.
And so the video, you know, there's stills of it online. She has a pretty substantial breast.
She does.
It's a big
very
rack.
Substantial.
And you know, it's going to be beneficial to her because, and you know, as she shifts to the next portion of her career,
she can start competing with the Demi Lovatos and the Ariana Grandes mm-hmm. for hotness.
Right now,
well, she can't sing, so she's going to have to.
Really? You don't think Billie Eilish? I think she's actually pretty good.
I think she just whispers and does ASMR.
I'm not sure how far she can go with what we've heard already.
All of them.
But it's more than one song.
They all sound the same.
I don't know. I think it's kind of unique.
Was that her right there in the shorts?
I don't think this is her.
It seems like with music now, people like the personality of the musician. It doesn't matter what the music sounds like.
You're right.
Which is so bizarre. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't kidding when I was saying that female radio stars now are all hot.
Yep.
Because they're all on social media, and it seems that there's just no interest in the old line, normally attractive woman who has a great voice or has a great personality.
Everything's become some kind of weird visual medium now.
Yeah. And it so goes against everything that we're being told about how to treat women or how women shouldn't be shamed, yet they've got to be super ultra hot if they're going to be in a radio show or on a TV show or covering men's sports or whatever. I mean, how many women covering men's sports aren't absolute knockouts?
Not many.
I mean, gee, that is that a coincidence? I don't think so.
No.
Oh, you know what? I never listened to the all-female hockey game broadcast, by the way.
No one did.
Did you guys listen to it?
No. I recorded it.
We recorded it. I meant to listen to that.
I'm sure it was fine. Still a gimmick.
I'm surprised sure there wasn't massive. I figured it would be all over the news.
Yeah,
it was on International Women's Day.
Yeah,
you know, and this whole body shaming thing. Someone sent me a story about 10. What do they call them? 10 body positive social media people had like Tess Holliday, Ashley Graham.
Yeah.
What's the girl that did the show Girls on?
Oh, Leah.
Leah Dunham. And it was all about how, you know, they put up these scantily plaid pictures and they're just as pretty as any girl out there and you can't shame them. You can't. I know.
We've said this ad nauseum. I'm glad they're happy with the way they look. I don't have to like it.
By the way,
I'm not attracted to that. I'm sorry.
By the time they got to 7 and 8, because they were trying to say that these women are just as popular as the hottest women, they get down to the 7th or 8th one, and they've got like 65,000 followers. Do you know how many people have million followings?
Yeah. I don't, whatever. I'm glad they're happy.
And I'm not saying I don't wish that people who aren't that hot have followings that are just, they're not going to, though. They aren't. I'm amazed that the two of them, Tess Holliday and Ashley Graham, have these giant followings. I assume that's just...
Would you love to see the demographic breakdown of their
followers? Yeah, I thought about that.
How many are women?
I have a funny feeling it's not the normal breakdown of the typical social media star.
Oh yeah. I'm messing with the whole record.
I mean, they have great careers going, so...
Yeah, good for them. I'm glad they're happy.
I'm happy for them,
too. Stop saying that always I like it.
Yeah, that's the part that annoys me. They seem to be telling you ahead of time, don't you dare shame me. Don't you dare say anything about my picture. Because I've been taking it my whole life.
And my response is always, well, I never saw your picture, but now I'm going to look at it. And yes, it confirmed I don't find you attractive. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
I got to find this one. Someone sent me this link that I laughed out loud. It was James Woods, and he tweeted out like, you know, lovely lady or something.
Yeah.
And it's some woman who is saying, you know, you're not going to tell me what to do with my body. And she's kind of seems to be yelling at men for about 2 minutes. I have no idea what the context was, but it was pretty funny. Let me see if I can find it.
On James Woods?
It was James Woods' Twitter. It was probably a week ago. Let's see.
Like, it's funny. I just opened up TMZ, you know?
Uh-huh.
And first picture is, you know, InfoWars host Alex Jones risk for DWI. And the next one is Sanaa Latham's sexy one-piece swimsuit. See her hot photo shoot.
That's what Daily Mail is every day. It's like, look at Emily Ratajkowski's cleavage as she, you know, dares to wear this tiny outfit at blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And she's not, I don't even know who this is. I mean, she's not, you know, she's.
I'm scrolling through James Woods' Twitter.
You can have her.
I don't necessarily see it. I just know he's got an obsession with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. Why does James Wood, you know, he's like 74 years old. Why he would want to spend all his time?
He's got nothing else going on, I guess.
I don't know.
I was going to the bathroom, and I just couldn't stop looking at my penis because it's, you know, so fantastic.
That's the only James Wood strap we have.
You can't find it, Brandon? Does he tweet a lot?
Oh, God, he tweets so much.
Oh, okay, so it's hard to go through them all.
Yeah.
I'll have to find it after the show. You can just play the outro, Brandon. Got a lot of tweets from OJ.
Is there a new one?
No, it's a coronavirus tweet where he's got all this bottled water, all this toilet paper, all these paper towels. It's funny that, wouldn't you think OJ would still have people doing that for him?
No, it's his way to get out in the public. So, you know, people can go, hey, murder. And he go, oh, I didn't hear that. So he confirms that people still know who he is. I thought it was really funny. I forgot about this part. Remember on the Dateline we talked about with the con man where he's conning women and the golf club, the country club that he ripped off? Remember we talked he ran up like a $20,000
debt? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that Andrea Canning, the reporter for Dateline, went, that's O.J. Simpson's club.
Yes.
Which seemed like the most unbelievable bloop.
I know. It was a huge bloop.
In the whole
thing. I thought the same thing.
Like, wait, I wasn't thinking about O.J. or murderers in this story. And all of a sudden, because that's where O.J. is.
She seems like the most unlikely person to be doing Dateline. But she gets it
done. Well, you know what? All I think about when I see her is she did the big Charlie Sheen interview when she was with ABC, when all that Charlie Sheen craziness broke out.
Oh.
It was Andrew Canning who got all the exclusives.
Why did she get all the why did he like her?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, Corey Feldman had his big pay-per-view, whatever it was, yeah, and named Charlie Sheen, who he's already named as the guy that raped Corey Haim when he was 13. Corey Haim's mother says that's ridiculous. I never heard anything of it.
The best part.
So what is he doing?
The best part of his documentary is that he had tech issues. He needs to fix his stuff.
Yeah.
I have a feeling those were fake. He just didn't have enough people watching or something. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
Crystal, it's Corey. I'm wanting to believe that this is a joke. You got to be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no human being on this earth would be selfish enough and egotistical enough and fucked up in the head enough to fuck friends over like this at the last minute. Like, you know that I spent real money and you know that I'm struggling and you know how hard it has been to get to this point. And like, no person would do this to another group of people that they call friends unless you're like a soulless, careless, like inhumane fucking piece of shit. So I really hope for all fucking practical purposes that this is a fucking elaborate joke and that you're going to call and say that this was all a joke or you were just playing or something. Because if I don't fucking hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to LA because you'll never get another gig in that fucking town. Ever. Like, I will fucking make sure everybody knows what a piece of shit you are. Okay? Cool. Peace.